Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the song. Is this our new theme?
This is it. We finally found it.
I like it.
And Rob, who do I want to thank for finding this finally?
You want to thank the nice folks out at Record Mart in Old Town Alexandria, right on King Street. They can find any record anytime. No task is too big.
It's an out-of-print record.
This is cool.
This is it, though.
This is like a Quinn Martin production.
Yeah, right. All the time now for the happiest part of any day when I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, here is stadium announcer Philip J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Thank you, kind Sir Philip, and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Kuiper, and all the ships at sea. It's the two guys who put the MF in IMF, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Robin. Remember, you can't spell farm without F-U.
Yeah.
And you can't spell Joan without J-O.
And we'd like to welcome all the people with gas masks that are in the city of Washington today.
Yeah.
Hey, all those creepy protesters.
Yeah, they're having a good time, and I'm all for them. I'm all for the protesters.
Not me.
I'm saying that only for one reason.
Why?
Because, you know, back when I was a kid and they were protesting the Vietnam War, it was all the old farts that, you know, were against the protesters. So I don't want to be an old fart.
Yeah.
I'm for them.
Well, I say F them.
You know, if I was in charge, if I was the king, everybody would have been able to go to work today.
Yes.
We would have been down there with rubber bullets and tear gas. I swear to God, yesterday.
Well, they are down there with rubber bullets and tear gas.
Yeah, but they're not using them, though.
Yes, they are. They're using tear gas.
One canister of tear gas today. And even that, the D.C. cops are saying the guy made a mistake. He thought it was a smoke grenade.
I was listening to one reporter down there who was kind of getting all choked up because they said they're using the pepper spray.
Oh, the pepper spray.
Yeah.
Ooh, the pepper spray.
Yes, we'll be talking about those creeps that are making life here in D.C. unlivable today. You know, and most of them down there, God bless them, some of them actually think they know what they're protesting.
Sure.
Some of them think that they know they're protesting World Bank and the fact that big conglomerations are getting rich and ordinary people are dying. But then there are other people who are down there for abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are down there for Save the Whales. There are just some people that are down there just down there to be arrested and just to F with the system.
I was down there over the weekend holding up one of those sandwich boards and said, more Beck's Light in area restaurants. Because, you know, it's a new product and you can't get it. No, I haven't, Rob.
Well, the protesters are simply wreaking havoc with our city, Washington, D.C. Hello, it is Monday.
Monday.
It is Monday, April 17.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. But don't call. Because nobody's here to answer the telephone.
It's a slow Monday here. It's a sluggish, low-pressure system, rainy, slow, sluggish Monday.
You know, we're so lucky that we got on the air today because, frankly, the producer's not here because he left a gigantic piece of equipment that we need to do this show. He left it at home.
You know, there's a way he could always remember that. Put a sandwich on it.
He's not here. Toya's not here. Lisa's not here.
Right.
Beth is not here.
Wow.
For goodness sakes. The studio today is virtually in complete darkness because I just had my eyes dilated.
The paintings are here, though.
Yes, we'll talk about the queer paintings of us. Have you seen the paintings on the third floor, Buzz?
No, I haven't.
As you know, this radio station, WJFK-FM, we're in a building where we lease office space from a company called Advantage Title.
Right.
And one of the relatives of the guy who owns the building up there actually painted gigantic portraits of all of us.
Wow.
Of me and Mike and
right.
of the G. Gordon Liddy and of the sports junkies.
Right. Oh, did he do the sports junkies too?
Yes. And we were all behind bars.
Yeah. Gordon Liddy was very uptight about it. He said,
sure.
He said, I did my time. You know, because really, it's behind bars.
Yeah. And it's weird, like, day glow. With the jail bars are made out of, like, a day glow thing. And I walked through and I looked at it. And the first thing I thought of, have you ever seen the movie Escape from Alcatraz with Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
You know the guy who's painting the picture of the warden?
Right.
And the warden walks into his cell and looks at it. And it's actually a very good likeness of the warden. And the next thing he does is have the guy's painting privileges taken away. So the guy gets back at him by going to the wood shop and cutting off his fingers.
There you go.
You know, that's what I thought. That's what type of painting this is of us.
Yeah, and from
upstairs.
A strict standpoint of likeness, you know, and we've seen so many different paintings done over the years. From a likeness standpoint, if you take away the bars and all the weird colors and stuff, the likeness is actually pretty good.
It's not bad. It's just...
Where are they going to put them?
Weird. I don't know. And I don't know why the guy... painted pictures of all the disc jockeys here. These are all unanswered questions.
I heard they are going to get hung, and I could be wrong, but I think they're going to be hung in the lobby.
Like the marble lobby or our lobby?
I think so.
Really?
I think the marble lobby.
I hope we're well hung.
Jesus, those are embarrassing.
I hope we're well hung.
Those are embarrassing pictures.
Well, anyway, you know what? Get Bob. Which one is it? Bob
Tom.
Or Tom? Get,
Tom. It's Tom's brother, I think.
Get Tom down here at some point to tell us about those ridiculous pictures.
Good.
My eyes are dilated, so bear with me.
Hey, did you even get a good look at the pictures with your eyes being as dilated as they were?
Oh, listen, they're done like in Jimi Hendrix day-glow paint.
Right.
Yes.
I like them.
Okay, well, the cheese stands alone.
I hate to say it, but I really do. I mean, you know why I like them? Because if you take away all the other crap, the likenesses, and we have had cartoons and pictures done that really were just stupid. This one looks exactly, I mean, if you take all the other stuff away, it looks exactly like the photograph.
If you take away the abstract background.
The abstract stuff, right.
And the fact that we're behind
Dayglow
jail bars.
The pictures and the one of Gordon Liddy that I saw are extremely accurate.
Okay.
And that, you know, I like. But, you know, all the other stuff, I'm on the fence.
No, I don't
know. Squarely on the fence.
It looks like dogs playing poker to me.
They're just very, very odd, offbeat, big, and they're big, gigantic paintings.
Right.
I mean, the things have got to be 3 to 4 feet long and equally wide. I mean,
wow, they're big.
Just gigantic.
Yeah, right. We'll have to ask Tom about that.
Yes, we'll bring him down here today. Today on the show, besides all of the regular stuff, we'll tell you about the weekend, we have Buzz of the News in the comments. We will have a guest today, Mr. Rick Rockwell, R Squared.
You going to come in here?
Yeah, he's going to come in and face us and the Inquisition under the hot lights.
No, we'll find out all. Maybe we can get to the bottom of all these questions.
All right, so the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire guy coming on the show today. I do want to thank the good people at TLC, the Laser Center.
They're the ones that were prepping you for your eye surgery today.
Yes, I'm gonna finally have that thing done next week.
Excellent.
I'm gonna have the same doctor as Tiger Woods had do his eyes.
Well, that's pretty darn good.
Right.
Do you know the name of the doctor?
Absolutely not. Dr. Toupee. That's his name. No. First name's bad.
Special service for you.
No, there you go. This is a guy that's going to be working
kidding.
On your eyes.
That is a joke. That is a bad joke.
You
I apologize.
Balls. You have balls.
I apologize.
You have balls.
I went in today, and all I thought they were going to do is find out if my eyes were acceptable for this laser treatment.
I'm doing a show with Jose Feliciano on Friday.
And as it turns out, they do much more than just have you look through the eye chart and put that big thing up to your face. They dilate your eyes, and of course, after they dilate your eyes, they leave you to go through the rest of your day.
Right.
And you have to put those crappy, cheap, like
paper glasses.
Paper sunglasses. Underneath your glasses.
That is very uncomfortable.
And I'm supposed to be wearing them even now. However, I can't because you look like such a giant idiot with those things.
Now, did you dim the light because of the sensitivity to it, or did you dim it because you're doing it because you think it's what you're supposed to do? You think you can stand light, or is it agony?
No. When I came in today, the lights were at the normal level, and I had to squint too much.
That's
so
a nasty feeling.
Hopefully, as the show goes on, you know, we'll be able to bring the lights up here. I just want to thank them very much.
Your eyes, I just want you to know, your eyes are so sensitive to light right now, it's pitch black in this studio.
And the waiver that they make you sign?
Scary.
Oh, my God. You know, it'd be better if they gave you that thing and had you look at it while your eyes were dilated, while you couldn't read, because you sign a waiver that says virtually, you understand, you could be blind. Your Johnson won't work. You're going to have bleeding from Uranus. Your ears are going to fall off.
Sure.
And you're going to get leprosy. But you know all this, and you gladly sign all rights away for
this. It's a, you know, say what you will, it's a new procedure. It's relatively new in the world of medicine and you know, eye surgery. It's a brand new thing. I mean, but it's worked wonders and worked miracles for so many people that's terrific. But they have to cover their ass.
Yeah,
he's only going to be making that money for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. I know that they're good people. I want to thank them very much for treating me so nice today. This weekend, the only thing I want to tell you about this weekend that I did, that I think you'll find interesting, was when I was at the draft show. Oh, and here's our producer, Sandwich Broyhill. Hello, Charles. Hello, Carlos.
Yeah, he would have remembered that equipment if it had a big hoagie on it. Mayonnaise on it or something like
it's
that.
Some Dijonaise.
Or a grilled chicken breast. Or maybe like a Tupperware container filled with pasta.
All right, let me see if this... What was that? What?
Are you plenty done now?
Yeah, let me make sure.
See if it works.
We're all set. Hold on. Sit down, Danny.
There it is.
Danny.
Are you happy now? Because that's my main concern.
Yeah, am I happy? Yeah, I'm happy that a piece of equipment that we require to do this goddamn show every day is here. Yes.
And without it, you can't do the show.
No, I can't.
It's been for the last 10 minutes.
Oh. I know, it's only because I'm superhuman.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, get out of here.
Gee, boys, I'm glad I don't work that extra work
yet. Sit down, Danny.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of spending all day Saturday with him.
I heard some great reviews of your draft day show, as the Redskins did very well in the draft.
Yeah, the Redskins did great. What I want to tell you that was so funny that I saw at the stadium on Saturday when we were out there doing the draft show was we're walking around FedEx Field.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Michael and I were walking around hand in hand before the draft started.
Oh, I hate it when you say that.
It's about 10:30. And we're just walking around this empty stadium. And when we turned a corner past one of the big concession areas, we saw all of the people who were going to be selling food.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in a big, gigantic circle. There's maybe 40 people. They're holding hands, and they were saying the Lord's Prayer.
The people that are going to be serving food?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. It was the funniest goddamn thing I'd ever seen. I almost had to stop myself from laughing out loud.
Being a religious man, I would think that you would appreciate the fact that the food preparers were praying prior to doling out the chow.
You pray for a lot of stuff. You pray for health. You pay for your family. You pay for good luck. Who prays that you're going to be able to sell 25 hot dogs on Saturday?
Well, if they were praying, I hope the prayer went something like, you know, please, God, make sure nobody get sick from this food.
No, right? I don't think they were praying against botulism. I don't think that they were praying.
Praying just to make a killing?
It was our Father who art in heaven.
The Lord's Prayer.
Hallowed be thy name.
Wow.
Kingdom come. And as we got closer, we turned the corner, we see them all standing in a circle, and at first, I immediately said, oh, Jesus, look at this. You know what they're doing? They're having like a pre-game meeting, like a football team was.
Right.
And as we got closer, I said, no, wait, look. They're holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we got even closer, that's when we started hearing the prayers.
They're praying to do a good job.
I guess so.
My God.
It was the wackiest thing. You know, all of them dressed in their various concession clothes and stuff.
Now, does that mean everybody that works in concessions there, they are of the same religious belief?
I mean, the guy with the big hot dog on top of his head, the guy who sells hot dogs has a big hot dog hat. he was praying.
Sure.
The guy with the beer tray around his belly.
Do they have a corner on the market? I mean, can you only get a job in vending out there if you are a religious person?
I don't know, but there was about 40 of them that appeared to be every single concession person that worked in the club level.
Did you join in the prayer? You said last week that you were a religious man.
I am a religious man.
And I was wondering if you like got into the circle or anything like that.
No, I had to stop just from laughing out loud when we got close enough.
You should have seen that on the football field with the players, you know, when they get together and they hold hands.
Yeah, after the game when they do
that. They have usually players from each team get together.
But these are the hot dog vendors. These are the people who are going to be selling peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Did you have anything after that? Did you have a hot dog? Because, you know, God was in that hot dog.
No, I didn't have any. Take it back. I did have, I had some chicken.
Really?
I had some chicken, and now that I think about it, it was the best chicken I'd ever had.
There you go.
Tastes like God.
I would imagine if I was there, that would have been pretty goofy to see that.
It was, and like I mentioned.
Surprising, really.
As we got closer, we figured out what they were doing, that it was a battle just not to laugh out loud.
Right.
And not just to openly stare with big goofy grins
at the people
as we walk
praying.
By.
And the unusual group of people praying. I mean, it's not unusual to pray, but you just don't see vendors doing it very often.
And there's the guy with the hot dog hat who just looked right at me the entire time.
He didn't take the hat off when he was praying.
No, nobody took the hat off when they were praying.
Oh, see, big mistake.
It's not right.
So what that's about, I have absolutely no freaking idea. And then my kid was sick again this weekend. He's back with the ear. It's back being worse again this weekend.
Jeez.
Yeah, so the protesters are downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I have one other update for the weekend for you. Mike, I'm sorry to say that your luck has changed. You've lost a bet.
What bet?
You'll remember.
Oh, no.
That we
I
bet,
hate the ones I don't remember.
We bet on October 27th of last year that George McFly would or would not make it a year at his disc jockey job in Spokane, Washington. I bet he would not. You bet that he would.
Did I? What a moron I am.
Thinking, right?
I don't know. I thought I made the bet
that he wouldn't be there.
It's written down right there.
Where did that come from?
From Rob.
Jesus.
Rob actually writes down all of our bets.
All right, so I thought he'd stay there a while, and you thought he wouldn't.
And very late last night, and I don't know all the details. I told him I'd call him today on the show. Last night, about 10:45, the phone rings.
Hey, man.
He's got issues.
Yes. Hey, man. Hey, what do I do, man? I got canned, man.
Or they're changing the format of the station.
Oh, George.
And he's going to be canned, so you can look forward to a therapy session with our favorite disc jockey, Mr. George McFly, on today's show.
George.
As a matter of fact, maybe just call him now.
Yeah, good idea. It's top of mind.
Let's get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. See what's going on with him.
George McFly, I mean... George has had some... Hasn't George worked at places where things were going great?
Yep.
And he was very happy?
Yep.
And then he just leaves to leave? And then he gets situations like this where something happens. Either he gets fired or they change formats and he's out of there.
You know what? Now that I look at this thing, my Palm Pilot, I think I have his old phone number.
His Colorado phone number?
Yeah.
He keeps moving.
303 is Denver, right?
Yes.
That's area code for Denver?
Yeah, that's what I have.
Maybe they'll give his new number.
I kind of feel bad for his wife.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Well, as a matter of fact, when he was telling me the details, and I was half asleep last night, when he was telling me the details, well, let me see what happens here.
Please do not hang up. The voice messaging system you have reached temporarily needs you to re-enter the 10-digit number you are calling to leave a message.
No.
If you have a mailbox on this
system... All right, never mind. We'll figure out.
Did he give you a number last night?
No, he'll hear us and he'll call in today.
Okay.
He mentioned last night that there was a guy in the radio business. God damn, let me remember this now. Do you know who Joel Denver is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Joel Denver used to write for R&R.
Yeah, he's kind of a dink. He's a guy... He's a ponytail guy. Yeah, he's one of these guys. Yeah, ponytail, right. He's the guy that went from radio station to radio station to radio station. And generally, when Joel Denver was the program of the radio program director of a radio station, that was a sure sign that that station was going to go under.
Oh, yeah.
And he was one of these guys that he went from station to station and got fired at station after station. Yet even after ruining six or seven of the greatest radio stations in America, he got a job writing about radio in Radio and Records magazine.
Sure. For the longest period of time, he was the top 40 guy for Radio and Records.
For R&R.
A big industry trade publication.
And now I think he's some kind of hinky consultant or something like that. Well, that was the one name that George mentioned to me last night. Listen to this. He said, hey, yeah, well, I was talking to Joel Denver, and he says that me losing this gig won't reflect badly on me. It'll reflect badly on my wife. I said, how could it possibly reflect badly on your wife? Hey, well, because I came out here and took the job because she wanted me to settle down. I said, George, people in the radio business don't even know who your wife is.
I don't get that. That makes no sense. Was he putting down his wife or something?
I said, why are you talking to Joel Denver? And then he really started to go, and that's when I just said, George, you know what? I'm tired. Let's talk tomorrow.
It's always entertaining.
Let's make an appointment to talk tomorrow.
It's almost always entertaining. Most of the time it's entertaining. Sometimes we start getting a little irritated at him, just a little bit.
I tell you what, he's flighty.
He is.
But he's a goddamn artist. The guy is just a fantastic disc jockey. And I'd hate to think that he got canned already out in Spokane. Ay, ay, ay. What a mess.
Well, they changed format, you said, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, I'm hinky on this because I was half asleep when he called. It's either that he definitely got fired already, or they're changing format and they told him that they would give him a chance to stick with it, which he interpreted as they were going to fire him, and... Maybe he threw a computer out the window or something like that. He trashed the computer.
Wow.
Those are just bits and pieces that I remember from this late night telephone call last night.
Now, did he say he was going to be listening today or?
Oh, I think he listens every day. I think that pretty much if you're in the radio business and you want to contact George McFly, the way to make sure he'll hear it is to call on this show, because I think he listens every day.
Yeah, and he might not have thrown that computer out the window, so don't worry. Call anyway if you're interested.
Hello? Yeah, I don't have all the details on that. I don't know if I don't know if he was provoked into throwing the computer. I don't even know for sure if he threw a computer.
Someone that's, may have, that's a big deal to throw a computer at the window.
Someone may have thrown a computer at him.
It's like throwing a whole tea. Oh, really?
Or his computer may have crashed.
Did he have his shirt off when they threw the computer at him?
I don't remember. You remember the last station he worked at? He got into the habit of doing his show naked.
Because they told him to put clothes on.
So he just started doing his show naked every day.
He was protesting, I guess. Somebody said he couldn't do the show with his shirt off, and he decided to do the whole show naked. Didn't he get fired there?
Yeah, he did.
He's all right.
All right, well, George, if you're listening, call in. We, as always, are ready to believe you. And now listen, about these pain-in-the-ass protesters who are in Washington, D.C.
Yes, right-minded people.
You know, what they're down there protesting, most of them, I really don't think they have a clue.
Sure.
And why they are so opposed to the World Bank, I don't know. Why does anybody give a rat's ass about the World Bank?
I think some of the protesters would indicate that they are speaking for the exploited masses in countries all over the world where the giant corporations and the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, they're supporting these corporations that are exploiting the people. You know, people getting 2-3 cents an hour and unable to support their families. I think that's the gist of it right there.
I'm for corporations. I just want to say that.
Well, you, as each year goes by, you're turning into Richard Nixon. That's what you're doing.
I'm a corporation guy.
15 years ago, you were a pinko all the way, and as each year goes by,
I ain't no Republican.
You're going to come in with a crew cut and a thin black tie and a black.
There's nothing wrong with corporations.
No, there's nothing wrong with. We work for a corporation.
We work for a gigantic corporation. We work for Melco, and it's a fantastic corporation. I mean, lots of people work for Melco that make 2 and 3 cents an hour.
Melco.
And they're very happy to work for Melco and make their 2 to 3 cents per hour.
I think it's an honor to work for Melco.
You know, if you really care, I'd say to all those goddamn dirty freaks that are down on 17th Street and down on Pennsylvania Avenue, if you really care, you know, go ask your mommy and daddy for some money and send it to Zimbabwe or Uruguay or whatever country that ends with the letter Y that you're concerned about.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I think that's an idea even if you want to protest and you want to do that anyway. That's terrific.
But, you know, otherwise, just if you want to have your protest, do it like you did yesterday. Have it on a Sunday when it was sunny and 80 degrees and everybody thought it was kind of cute. Well, you got to come back on the second day on Monday. F up traffic.
You know, I'm gonna probably tick a lot of people off here, but I'll be honest with you. I just feel like those protesters at least have some kind of point of view. And it's better than the vast majority of people there in their age group that kind of go, I don't know.
I would disagree with you.
I don't know.
I think that a lot of the protesters that are down there now have no godly idea why they're down there or what they're protesting. They just want to protest. They're just friggin' brats.
Have you ever protested?
Never.
Never?
Never, not an organized.
Never did a group thing where you marched or anything like that?
No, you know, my protest has always been right here on this forum.
And nobody does it better.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I think I've probably been in one or two of them. And there's a, you know, it's really a throwback. It's like going back to the 60s. It really is.
What's the protest?
I don't know. I feel good about it. I feel all warm and fuzzy about it.
The greatest nation in the world. You know, if other people are feeling bad, if other people are in tough situations, you know, say, F them. Look in the mirror. That's the person you worry about.
Here now. The protesters have taken a right turn. They were heading towards the World Bank.
Oh, come on down.
Now heading to the studios.
Come on down, you freaks. I'm in just the mood today. Come on down.
You got to fist fight them.
Well, I'll beat them with my words, Mike. I'm a wordsmith. You know, they go down there and they fold arms and they, you know, we're going to shut down the government. Mm-hmm. Please.
I hope some good music comes out of it. You know, out of the 60s and the anti-war movement came some wonderful music.
Oh, but this is nothing like the anti-war movement.
I know
nothing
it's
like
not.
Woodstock.
Yeah, I know, but a man can hope, can he?
No, and furthermore, if you're listening to me right now, D.C. police, rubber bullets.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3. What are we spending for? Just instead of fighting, you put spending. You know,
right.
I mean, you're trying to get a monetary fund thing.
Christ. Who cares? I don't care about people in other countries. I care about people in this country.
You know,
I care about the stock market.
Right. Have you heard some of the reporters down there? I heard some of the radio reporters down there covering this thing, you know, tweaking it up and saying, we're down here. Let me tell you, there seems to be some sort of substance.
Yeah,
please. You know, somebody's like just sprayed their hairspray. That's all that is.
Right. And the people who are down there protesting, what they're doing is they're taking these bandanas. They love wearing bandanas. And they're dousing them in vinegar,
mm-hmm.
and then they put them on their face because the vinegar
right.
will give a positive reaction to the pepper spray. It will like, cancel out pepper spray or tear gas.
And then you can put it between your legs, and you're clean and fresh also for the rest of the day.
It's just so ridiculous.
You know what the one thing, and here's this beloved...
God, I'm mad at those people.
I'm mad at the newspaper, the Washington Post, as I always am.
Sure.
But I'll tell you, today they have a list of questions about this. And my main question, because I really haven't paid attention to it, is, well, what are they all getting out of town? When are the people leaving? And I'm reading through the entire newspaper, and they have this list of questions. Well, my question would be, isn't it a logical question to say, when's it all done? Because I'm thinking about going downtown later this week, mm-hmm. and I'd like to know if they're going to be the hell out of there.
It's done today because the people...
Is this the last day?
The people from the stupid bank that they're mad about,
IMF.
They went downtown. Yeah.
IMF.
They went downtown to have a meeting, and the meeting's over.
Right. And everybody's leaving now.
All the people who went into the bank for the meeting... They're gone.
They're gone. So tomorrow...
They're gone.
All the protesters and everybody... I mean, there's nothing... There are no people to protest, so they're
well,
gonna
no,
be
no,
gone.
No, 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 no. No, downtown right now on the Ellipse...
Yeah, well, it's still
you
spillage.
You have Eddie Vedder... Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
A right-thinking American.
Susan Sarandon.
Ah, yes.
And her dippy husband, Tim Robbins.
Two of my favorite politically active people.
Mm-hmm. We want to be politically active in a city where we don't have to drive every day.
Yes,
you know, you want to be politically active, do it where you live. Don't come here to be politically active.
It's always about convenience with you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
I've never tried to hide that from you.
I understand that.
I mean, I didn't have to go downtown today, but what if I did?
Right. That's true.
What if I had to go on K Street? What if I had to go to Georgetown? I wouldn't have been able to get where I was going.
It would have been horribly inconvenient. You know something? If it had affected me that way, I'd be right with you. But I'm much more reactionary about that. You know, it has to. If as long as I'm not going downtown today, I'm fine with it.
And furthermore, you know what they're doing? They're really challenging. They're challenging the cops.
Mm-hmm.
They're down there saying, hey, Mahan, we're not really sure what we're protesting. Some bad bank somewhere. But we're going to stand out here, Mahan, until they arrest us, Mahan. And I'm going to lay on the ground in front of a police car, Mahan. And I'm going to be on CNN, dude.
You know, in a manner of speaking, all those protesters are doing are what you have done for your entire radio career. They are questioning authority.
Yes, but I don't ever lay down in the middle of the street and stop someone from going to work to question authority.
But in a way, verbally, you've laid down the line. You know, you've laid, drawn that line in the sand on the radio show. You've barricaded yourself in the building and
let them all go get radio shows done. You know, if that's what you want to do, God bless you. There's 1,400 radio stations in America.
They may not have the wherewithal or the talent or the idea.
But listen to the radio dial. Neither do most people on radio. Hey, listen to Jack Diamond. He's a perfect example.
He'd never protest, though.
No, not him. No.
He wouldn't protest in any forum.
Not unless someone said you could only be married three times in this country.
Oh!
That's when he would start protesting.
Hey, listen, you know, I never say anything controversial, but when did this law come that you could only be married three times?
If there was a protest, you know, where you get divorced and you start talking about your girlfriend half an hour later on your radio show, he'd be leading that parade.
He'd be a protest if there was some law that said disc jockeys couldn't wear earrings.
And frost their hair.
No!
That's just a theory.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yes, put a little more silver in the top.
Thank you. Boy, I'm upset about this.
Oh, boy. How about that? How's about those protesters?
You're right, Diamond.
I think they ought to just lay down in front of one of them big buses, lay down one in front of them police cars and just get hit. Those guns are stopping. Hit them.
Brilliant.
Get them the hell out of there.
I'm good. You're my new...
A bunch of goddamn hippies that never had a job in their life anyway.
Let me welcome everybody.
Give them their money.
Wow. Here's my new police chief in Washington, D.C.
This is the reincarnated mayor. Mayor Richard Daley has been reincarnated.
Hey, watch it. Watch it, Mike.
Why is that?
Richard Daley was a great man. He was. He was.
He said it's vinegar and urine they're using.
Yeah, that's right. It's a mixture of vinegar and urine.
Get those some bitches out of there.
That's what they're dipping their bandanas in.
So you wouldn't be from...
Get some bitches out of there.
Would you be from the Baltimore area by any chance?
Hell, Baltimore? No.
No.
I got one more question for you.
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from up near Maryland. This is last year.
Baltimore. You're a liar. Baltimore. You are from Baltimore.
This is lounge chair. Don knows who I am.
Oh, it's the lounge chair man.
Yeah, that's right, because I don't remember your skinny ass in front of our broadcast site.
All right, and here's Mike from D.C. who is protesting the protesters today.
Yeah, we had a bunch of us down there yelling and screaming at the damn hippies. We were yelling stuff like outlaw, astroturf, and ban the DH, and they were getting really, really angry at us.
That's funny. That's funny. I think there's room for comedy everywhere. They were getting mad at you, really?
Yeah, they were getting really pissed. They were like, oh, this is about peace, man. And so we told them to go to hell.
All right, good. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Very nice. Actually, you're just junking up the streets even more, even though in theory I agree with what you're doing, going down to protest the protesters.
Yeah, if they actually went, if they weren't already down there, like coming out of their office or something and say, hey, let's make a sign.
Right. Jesus, what a mess. Anybody listening to us in D.C., go down there, right? If you're in the area, there's like a 70-block area that they've closed off of D.C. from 25th Street to K Street, all the way to Pennsylvania Avenue, maybe to Constitution Avenue.
Right.
If you're down there with a cell phone, call me. I'd love to talk to one of those protesters.
Oh, I would love to. That'd be great.
I'd love to know. And you say, listen, you goddamn bum, what are you out there doing?
And then see what kind of answers you get. I'd like to hear that, too. I have heard like two or three interviews that would 1,000,000% back your theory up.
Yes.
Where really it was just like, what?
All those people think they're on TRL.
Mm-hmm.
All those people laying down in front of police cars. They're waiting for Carson Daly to come out.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, like you guys, I've spent the weekend, watching the TV trying to figure out what's going on and what the argument's about. And I wanted to tell Don that I've heard two people speak against the protesters, him and Pat Buchanan.
another great man.
Yes, see, well, that's why I was saying that earlier. When you get that adamant about it, you're lining yourself up with the old fart.
I think people know where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah. I know where you're coming from.
They're slowing down an entire city, and they're out there protesting, so they have no idea what they're protesting. I mean, you want to protest something, protest the fact. Don't call me Nixon.
I was going to say I agree with you.
You want to protest something? Protest the fact that this show's not on in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes. Protest about something important.
I agree. They should tack that on.
Protest
there.
The fact that the Los Angeles Rams have changed their uniform. Protest the fact that the Jets traded Keyshawn Johnson for two first-round draft picks. Go out there and protest because the Larry Sanders Show is not on. Protest because the Sopranos won't be back for another year. Protest that George McFly got killed. Mm-hmm. Just protest anything except something you can give a rat's ass about. Hey, listen, news bulletin, starving people all over the world, every day, starving people. You know what your protest does? Dick. It does dick. And you're stopping people from getting to their jobs down there.
Yeah, they're really turning around and coming over here.
Let them come up here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I actually work at the World Bank, and I just want to take the opportunity to thank the stupid hippies for the free day off.
Yeah. A lot of people did feel, there was a liberal leave policy for the federal government, and I think the World Bank people actually got the day off.
Well, the whole government.
We had the day off they announced a week ago, so I just want to thank all the hippies.
See, they did some good.
Yeah, the government. Yeah. A lot of government workers got the day off. Hold on a second. Robbie tells me my son's on the phone. Hey, bud.
You are an old man.
Well, thank you.
No, you know how I know?
How?
On your little rant, you just called the St. Louis Rams the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, did I really?
Well, he's listening to every second.
Yeah.
He picked up on that.
All right. Well,
that means his ear is feeling better.
People knew what I meant. Yeah. Yeah. What did the doctor say about your ear today?
They suctioned it out, and it feels the worst it has yet.
God. So it feels worse now than it did this morning?
Because it had, tapioca pudding in it.
Oh, the ear infection's just awful.
Boy, you've been dealing with that for a long time.
And the guy said it might not be a bacteria, it might be a fungi.
You might have athletes.
A fungi.
Athletes here?
I might have, yeah, really, athletes here.
Really?
Oh, God. So,
I have to get a medicine from the athlete's foot section of the store.
Really? Are you really going to have to put crew X? Let me talk to Mommy.
We've got an antifungal that he's got
to
put in.
Are you talking to you?
Wow. Honey?
Yes, Daddy.
Is that true? Is he going to have to put, crew X in his ear?
Lotrimin.
Lotrimin in his ear.
A fungicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does a kid get athlete's foot in his ear? I mean, I know
probably
the obvious.
Scratch the foot, pick the ear.
I don't
down.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I've definitely scratched my feet and taken my finger and put it in my ear. I'm surprised I haven't done it.
Don't do that.
That's not the way. And you know what? You can get strep other parts of your body. You don't get it from
okay.
And you don't get it from touching
honey,
one part. It's
honey.
Just a germ or a fungal that can get into any warm, moist
body. Mike, I forgot to tell you this on vacation.
He did put in his foot in his ear. And don't you discuss that other thing that I already yelled at you about.
What, about the strep?
Yes. About anybody who gets, you know, a strep in one part of their body, it's because they touched, you know, their hand to their mouth or the hand to another part. You can get strep germs.
Listen,
wherever you
we
can
know
get
somebody. Fungus. We know somebody.
Hush.
Just oh, come on.
Including me. They thought I had strep uterus when I had Bart early, and it wasn't because I had my mouth near my uterus.
Listen, all I know is that we know somebody who had strep in three different, very distinct places on their body.
All moist.
Yes, all moist.
All capable of breeding disease.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not because they're licking anything.
All orifices.
Yeah, it just happens.
So here's how this happened. You know that story about, and I've told this to Mike before, about this person that had strep in three different spots on their body. Bart was asking me about it when we were on vacation last week.
Yeah, well, there's his mistake.
Bart said, how did this happen? And I said, Bart, it's very simple. Your hand goes one place, then your hand goes another place,
right.
Then your hand goes a third place. And that is how you get strep in these three different orifices.
Scratch, scratch, lick, scratch, scratch, lick.
Yes.
Right.
Something
and
like
I
that.
And I suppose my hand went down my throat and then up my uterus.
Well,
that's how I got strep uterus.
I don't know how you
get... Well, a strep infection is a blood infection. It's carried through the bloodstream. And so you can get it, but I mean you could transport it to different areas by the mouth or by, germs.
My advice to Bart was never ask Dr. Daddy a medical question.
Well, no, listen, you got to let me be a little more explicit about the areas that I'm talking about.
No, I don't have to let you discuss it at all. I'm sorry I brought it up. It's got nothing to do with Bart anyway. All he's got is... He needs his antibiotic, but he also needs a fungal thing. He's got all kinds of germs living in his ear, and we probably got it scuba diving, too.
Huh. All right, well, I hope he's all right. Thanks for taking the doctor.
Yes, he's much better.
All right, I love you.
Okay, love you too.
All right, bye, baby. I can't talk about that because it's about someone's close to my wife.
I understand.
But I was sitting on the beach with Bart giving him my theory.
Mm-hmm. I agree with your theory.
And, you know, the theory is that you get this from, you know, you touch there, you touch there. And
scratch, scratch, taste.
Right. And 20 minutes later, we're just laying out on the beach reading a book. And all of a sudden, Frida comes up and says, what are you telling him? And I said, what am I telling him what?
He amused at the tale like I was the first time you told me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who got strep in three very distinct areas of their body.
Well, let's take another condition, conjunctivitis, pink eye.
Mm-hmm. Pink eye.
Don't you get pink eye by bacteria from the butt going into the eye? Isn't that really... It's fecal matter.
Fecal contamination.
That's what
fecal
I've heard.
Contamination.
Anyway.
So what you would have to do is scratch your butt and then wipe your eye.
Buzz has had it constantly.
No.
Over the years.
I haven't.
We used to call him Pink Eye Burbank back in the early days.
K.O.B.
Right.
Kindly old Buzz. Oh, and I got read the Riot Act about you two this weekend.
Really?
Jesus. My wife says to me on Saturday, I guess, at one point, she says, why don't you be nicer to Buzz? And I said, what do you mean? Buzz is a member of the show. Buzz
right.
gets his balls busted like everybody says.
Right.
Buzz is so sensitive. Why don't you try to be nicer to Buzz? Try to be nicer to kindly old Buzz. You didn't call you kindly old Buzz. That's
right.
That's my new nickname for you, K.O.B.
K.O.B.
As opposed to D.O.B., dirty old bastard. K.O.B., kindly old Buzz.
Kindly old Buzz.
Yeah. And then she said, do you know how sensitive Buzz is?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, Buzz is not that sensitive. And she said, no. That she talked to your wife, Marcia, and that I guess Marcia called last week to find out how Bart was feeling.
Right.
He was going through the stuff with his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I told you, Frida and I had a mid-eye fight in the car in front of everybody.
Yeah, right? I remember.
And that Marcia said that you were upset about that, and that it was akin to watching your mom and dad have a fight.
No, she was joking about it was like watching your mom and dad fight, but I was not disturbed by it.
Well, that's, you know, all I know is I got the lecture,
right.
You know, from my mommy. You know, about playing nice with others.
See, Buzz might have been disturbed, but that may be the difference. Buzz was disturbed by it. I was amused by it. Simply not amused in like a ha-ha funny way. Amused simply loving to see someone else having a fight.
I understand
which
that.
Would be, I would say, the vast majority of married men.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, you know, you see others doing it, you're like, oh, and then, you know, and you feel better about
strength
your,
in numbers.
Yeah, you feel better about your own situation until you have your fight, and
right.
then it's all over.
Well, I don't know. We got off the topic there. I was yelling about the protesters that we started talking about Bart's ear and ended up talking about various strep infections.
That, incidentally, that medical lecture that you give occasionally is my favorite medical lecture that you've given over the years.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering about 9 o'clock last night, did you guys start feeling the pangs?
Oh, no Sopranos? No Sopranos? Yes. Absolutely.
Man, I missed it bad.
Absolutely.
I had to watch an old rerun that I taped.
You know what they put on instead?
The Corner.
Sex in the City.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God. Thank God HBO was reshowing on one of their channels that David Letterman, Jay Leno, bad TV movie that I've seen about a million times.
I watched it. It must be. Everybody must have the same void to fill because I watched that. The Late Shift, which really is, when you really, I mean, I watch it every time.
But me too.
It is the worst garbage, but it is absolutely addictive. You know, even the guy that plays Letterman, who's 10 times better than the guy that plays Leno, even the guy that plays Letterman, it's just like when they're getting out of the limo and he's got the big cigar, you just know that it didn't happen that way.
When Letterman's in his backyard, they don't make him out to be too psychotic.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got like a million softballs in his backyard.
We're wearing like an Argyle sweater and throwing it at
archery target.
Archery target.
And he's going, oh, hey, Peter, welcome to my hell.
And how about the way they make that guy Peter LaSalle out to be, you know, that where he's always like outside a window going,
Dave, call the one person who can answer all your questions.
There's only one guy I think that was accurately portrayed, and that's Michael Ovitz. He's the only one I think that was. I would picture that guy being exactly like.
I think the Warren Littlefield guy was probably pretty right on too.
The Warren Littlefield guy is dead on.
That guy's not the guy.
Not the guy with him though.
No, not John Angolia.
No, not that guy. Yeah. But I thought the guy. And then there's a tiny little cameo, and it's not Bob Wright, but it's the other guy,
Jack, the guy who's the president of GE.
Well, I pictured Jack that's exactly what it would be. I'd sign him for loyalty.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I don't come in here and tell you I know a lot about who's the best comedian, but if it was a tie on all angles, I go for loyalty.
See ya.
That's exactly what he said.
Their Hawaiian shirts.
You know, the bad Jay Leno actor with the big putty chin.
Right.
He's hiding behind a door writing down notes.
Mm-hmm. It's like one of the worst performances I've ever seen, but I watched that.
But it's captivating,
it
man.
It is, every single time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don. I was wondering if you heard about those protesters that went in and protested Nike, and the one guy was up there saying how Nike was, exploiting, and they had this prison-like compound where people were making sneakers, and then they busted the same guy trying to rip off a pair of sneakers walking out of the place.
Oh, God.
And then then the news guy noticed that about 80% of the protesters were all wearing Nikes.
Yeah, right. More power to Nike.
Yeah, you got to be aware of who you're protesting because that's a little hypocrisy.
Yeah. Last call. Oh, we've got a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I don't have a radio. I haven't been listening to your show for several months, and this is pretty heartfelt. I really, really miss you guys, and it's like part of my family's gone. I live here in Vegas. I don't know what.
But you mentioned that
with you anymore.
You're in a market where you can't hear us.
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas.
Goodbye. Gotta run.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You gotta serve the people who can actually hear the show.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the sentiment. Thank you. I know our station changed format in Las Vegas, but you gotta do the show for those who can hear it.
I'd like to get back on in Vegas.
Hello, last call, Don and Mike.
You know, since there was no Sopranos, I ended up watching that Donnie and Marie show on VH1. Was that a rerun?
Oh, the Behind the Music? Yeah.
Yeah, the one with Sean Southwick King when Donnie kissed Larry King on the lips.
Yes, that's right.
There's strep.
Why did she marry that guy? She's a real attractive woman.
Because he's rich.
He's rich and...
he'll die soon.
We've heard also rumors of that he's very well endowed.
No, the rumors we heard about Larry,
he's
good
with
his mouth.
Right. That's right, not well endowed at all.
Hi, Sean. Lay back.
Oh.
Kick your legs up and let Larry go to work.
Oh, man, that's a stomach virus waiting to happen right
now. Hi, folks. Larry King for Cunnilingus. thank you. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye. Gotta go. Listen, we'll keep these lines open throughout the show. And really, if we get anybody downtown with a protester, you'll be put right to the top of the food chain. Good.
Absolutely.
Love to talk to some of those protesters. Toe tapping touch tones right there. Time to start today's show with a caller 100.
Yeah.
And a prize package selected especially for you. Someone will answer the telephone. If you're caller 100 right now, good luck. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
This is They're Just Men, Flesh and Bone. The Don and Mike Show.
The protesters are here, Mike.
Ah, very good, Don.
Where are the protesters?
Mayday for one!
What are they saying? I can't make it out what they're saying.
The glass filling tastes great. We're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
Right?
Protesters.
In Great Falls, Georgetown.
Oops, they come in handy every once in a while.
They do indeed, and they constantly circle the building.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Oh, you can't say that.
Oh, my God.
You can't say no S.
Mom, what's wrong with you?
Well, you can say that, guys.
You can say no S, but you can't say the S word.
But we appreciate your enthusiasm, though.
Maybe this guy, he's calling 130, goes, oh, no S. What is your name?
My name's Noah.
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 Of course, Noah.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Noah, caller number 100, you've won dinner for two, plus two power cards to play games at Dave and Buster's. The Dave and Buster's Power Dinner. Good food, great fun. Have a fantastic time.
Awesome.
No S.
No S.
No S for you.
Great.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Hold on a sec.
That was No S Noah.
Thank you for listening to the show on KHTK in Sacramento. Last week, we forgot to give away the DVD player.
Right? We did. That's a wonderful prize.
The people who won stuff on the show last week, so I promise we'll get to that today. Now, unless George McFly calls, and unless somebody calls us from the protest downtown, I'm going to ask Father Time to click on a website for me.
All right.
A website that I located over the weekend, and we are all going to take different tests.
Are these sexual? Okay.
Now, I'm not going to give out the web address on the air so that the site gets jammed.
Okay, good.
Robbie, if you would run that over to Father Time.
Very good. I love tests. I love the tests.
These are fun. And Father Time, you're going to be involved since you have the only computer.
All right.
You're actually going to be administering the test.
Oh, cool.
I will tell you in advance who gets what test. Okay, because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 7 or 8 different tests we can take.
All right.
As we now wait for Father Time to load this website.
This is exciting. Is this going to measure our intelligence?
Well, I'll tell you what we've selected here is
there's no math. I hate math.
No, Mike, you'll be taking the bastard test.
Ah, very good. What is the bastard test? Does it say what it is?
Oh, you'll find out when we take
it. To find out if I'm a bastard?
I don't know. Rob will be taking the ass quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz will be taking the sex quiz.
Oh, good.
I'll be taking the intelligence quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Broyhill will take the love quiz. And if we have time, Toya will take the purity quiz.
Oh, sounds like I came up on a short. You know, everybody's doing. Ass would be bad, but I mean, everybody's like.
What do you want? The ass quiz?
No, I want the ass. I want the bastard quiz.
You got it there, Buzz?
I do. I have the page, and I see the list of tests.
No, you know what? I found another great website over the weekend, and I can't give out this address, but I got to tell you what I did. I buy stuff on the internet all the time, and I know that you can get ripped off doing that.
Right.
And I ordered a box of cigars from a company that was just fronting me.
Right.
What I mean is that it's not a real place.
Right.
They have a web page. It's a phony front.
Right.
And they get your money, and then you never get your cigars from them.
Okay.
And I've been thinking, how can I get back at these guys?
Boy, that's been going on a long time for you, hasn't it?
So I got an email from a friend of mine who said, listen, if you really want to get at them, go to this website.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to this website. And for a nominal amount of money, for the gratitude that I'm going to, the self-gratitude that I'm going to get,
right,
a small amount of money to pay, to have actual human feces sent through the mail. You go to this website, and you can actually pick the size, dimension,
taste,
and color
right
of the feces you want. that is shipped in a clear plastic tube
to your friends,
to whoever it is that you don't like.
Wow.
Now, this is not to be confused with Senditurd.com.
Okay.
Because Senditurd.com is a website where you can just send somebody pictures of poop.
Mm-hmm.
This is a website, and I'm not going to give their address out,
right,
where you can actually send somebody
poop,
actual poop, either human poop or animal poop.
Just to let them know.
Right.
But it's sealed, right? It's sealed.
Yes, it's in a sealed tube.
So if they want to play with the poop, they're going to have to break the seal.
And I went whole hog, no pun intended.
You got the biggest...
I ordered the biggest of both human and cow.
Ah, very good.
And had them both sent, FedEx overnight.
Very good.
Where they had to sign for it. And then today, I was able to get on the FedEx site,
right,
click on tracking, and it shows... package delivered and signed for by, and it was signed for by the guy who ripped me off on the internet.
Ah, very good.
So I was able to get some retribution and actually...
That's a way to deliver your message.
Send this guy some human waste and also some cow waste.
You know, during the commercial break, I'll get that website from you. I could use it also.
And now while I was finding that website, I got another email from a friend of mine who gave me this website that has all of these different tests that we're going to take.
This is very cool. Which one do you want to do first?
Why don't you give Mike the bastard test?
All right. Click on that one.
Now, I don't know how great these tests are. I know that when I went on emo.com before, I was able to pull up sex quizzes and morality quizzes. And
is there instant scoring here?
I believe at the very end that Buzz clicks on and you get your response.
All right, I'm ready.
Buzz, hold on a second. We've got someone who's at the protest.
So,
that's the only thing I break in for. Chris.
Hey.
Are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Where are you at, sir?
I'm at 19th and K Street right now. I'm a member of the Black Bloc.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't.
Why don't you believe me?
Because I just don't believe you. Because that's the big publicized, you know, all over the papers.
Oh,
that's
right, the Black Bloc.
What do you want to know? What do you ask me some questions? I'll tell you what we're all about.
You probably, everything you're all about was in the newspaper this morning.
I'd like to talk to other protesters.
Okay, well, here, I'll let you talk to my buddy Paul. You want to talk to Paul?
How many protesters are there in the group with you?
Well, right now, it's about 15 of us, but we keep breaking up, and then we keep forming up. We're just trying to keep grouping it up and just keep relocating within the city.
What are you protesting?
Well, right now, what we're protesting is pretty much this all the stuff that this WTO's doing.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
I'm going to send you feces through the mail. Yes, Charlie.
This guy called earlier claiming to be Officer Bofa.
Bofa needs me!
Exactly.
There we go. Well, I mean, it doesn't work, sir, when we get you right from the beginning.
Gotcha.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, you dope. All right, let's give Mike the bastard quiz.
Okay, first it's asking for his age, so I enter 40, right?
40, yes, okay. That's correct.
All right, I click OK, let's go.
Young 40, young, youthful 40.
Okay, the first section is called Rage.
Ah, very good.
And I'm ready for the first question.
I just ask Mike the question, and then you just click in his answer.
All
and
right.
At the very end, I think if you click again, it'll tell you how he scored on the bastard quiz.
I'm nervous now.
And I don't know how great these quizzes are, so bear with me. If this one sucks, we might not take the rest of them.
All right.
I don't think it'll suck, and I think we could answer many of these for Mike. The first one is...
I think I'll answer them for myself, Gramps?
I know you will.
K-O-B.
Right. Very good.
Sorry. A little humor there.
Didn't like your idea there.
I know. You're going to do well on the rage test.
Oh, thanks a lot, pal.
Number one, have you ever called someone a bad name?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, have you ever spit on someone?
No.
Okay.
Man.
All right. No, I haven't.
Have you ever pushed anyone?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in an argument?
Yes.
What about a fist fight?
Yes.
Are you capable of punching someone in the face?
Yes.
Have you ever watched a fist fight?
You betcha.
Do you watch televised boxing or wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. Now I click on a button that says more, and section two is your interests.
All right.
Number nine, catastrophes sometimes excite you?
Be honest.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What about car accidents? Are you one of those guys who slows down to see the flames?
Yes.
Have you seen a Faces of Death video?
Yes.
Yes, you have, so have I.
Have you ever been to a strip joint?
Yes.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Have you ever tried throwing a knife?
Yes.
Did it hit someone?
No.
Do you forward disgusting pictures from the internet to your friends?
No.
Do you like child porn?
No.
Oh, come on.
Shut up. Fist fight starting here.
Do you have any pets that aren't mammals? No. Okay. Another.
That sounds like it was a reptile question, doesn't it?
Okay. A next new section. Women lack the authority to command their emotions. True or false? Women lack the authority to command their emotions. True or false?
Liar.
False.
True. Liar.
False. All of this bunch are true.
I mean, in all seriousness, the way I answer that question, there are plenty of women, I'm sure, who can control their emotions, just like there are certain men that can control. Of is course. That the way the question is framed? And that's true. There are women who can and women who can't, just like there are men who can and men who can't. Thank you very much. I just wanted to explain that. Stop giggling at me. I'm trying to do as well as I can. I know what kind of hole
you're
I'm in, okay?
To be answering honestly,
and that's
though.
Exactly what I did.
True or false, homosexuality is the work of the devil.
False.
Discriminating by race is fine with you because you're white. True or false?
False.
Hey, Rob should have taken this step.
That's for Rob.
True or false? Lying is okay if sex will result from it.
True.
Canada is a place for prostitutes and their chlamydia-infected clients, and it's a damn good thing they have nationalized health care. True or false?
That's the wrong guy you got for that question. False.
That's my question.
I know. False.
You've put out a cigarette on your own tongue.
I mean, is that if I've ever done that?
Intentionally.
Oh, intentionally? No.
True or false?
False.
False. All the girls want you. True or false?
False.
Pain don't hurt. True or false?
False.
Okay. Spark nuts, let's see, healthy nutritional part of any student's life. This is it. They've got a whole paragraph here. Okay.
Come on!
I'll just have to read it. They want an answer to this. This company is a healthy, nutritional part of any student's life, and since it's possible to get an A-plus without ever reading, this company is a good substitute for doing the reading or sleeping with your English teacher. True or false?
False.
Okay, next question. Golf is for sissies. True or false?
False!
Settle down.
Sorry, I'm sorry. You heard the first part of the quiz.
People under 150 pounds are not to be trusted. True or false?
True.
Yes.
True
that. Thank you, Rob.
True that.
Thank you very much.
Standing O.
Yes.
Standing O.
Question number 30. You hit her because you love her. True or false?
False. Someone looked at this before. All right, go ahead.
All right,
I did not. I swear to God. I swear to God
okay,
I did
go
not.
Ahead.
The next section is on vices, and these are yes-no questions.
All right.
Do you like the taste of beer?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Do you gamble?
Yes.
Have you ever gambled, lost, and then not paid up?
No.
Do you have an addictive personality?
No.
Okay. Do you ever steal things you can't afford?
No.
Do you ever steal things you can afford?
No.
Is your happiness more important than your loved ones?
Yes.
Do you expect...
No, I'm just kidding. No. I love my kids. I count my kids on that. No, their happiness is more important.
Do you expect to get what you want?
No.
And this is a blank. You can fill this in. What if you don't get it? I'll type in your answer.
What if I don't get it?
Yeah, what if you don't get what you want? What would your response be?
Depression.
Was now typing in.
Okay, depression. And it's
fascinating.
And I swear to God, I did not look at this in advance.
I'm really, really curious as to what the results are going to be.
We've just been informed we're halfway through this test.
Really, halfway through the bastard test?
Well, maybe I can redeem myself, gentlemen.
The next section is true love. Have you ever cheated?
Yes.
Is cheating an expected part of your love life, yes or no?
No.
Is love a big, hairy lie?
No.
If you could get away with it, would you sleep with any of your relatives?
No.
I'd answer yes to that.
I know you would.
Beth. Hi, Beth.
Yes or no? Have you been with a prostitute?
No.
Why not? Was she just too expensive? Yes or no?
Never flirted with the expensive ones.
I'll say no.
That's no.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
Hey, does been with a prostitute count? Is it intercourse?
I think that's what they're implying.
I think
implying.
So.
Okay,
yeah,
good. All right, I stand by my no answer. Thank you very much.
Yes or no, have you ever been caught cheating?
No.
Okay.
Maybe yes. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Have you told a girl you loved her when you didn't mean it? Have you told a girl you loved her when you didn't mean it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you get frustrated when someone won't have sex with you?
Yes.
Don't I know it.
All right, this section is called miscellaneous. These are yes or no questions. First, do you like to drink?
Yes.
Do you own a heavy metal t-shirt?
No.
Smell your armpits. Do they reek?
No. They are daisy-like, and I challenge anyone in this room to check them out.
Do you own a mesh baseball hat?
Yeah. That is an excellent question.
Yeah, you mean like a spring training
I
one?
I hate mesh baseball hats.
Have you ever doodled
a... Wait a minute, hold it. Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Question? Yes? Well, it's yes to both, but they're not talking about the kind of hat that I own.
Are you talking about the cheap hat that's like
made
out of
the super cheap, which I do own also.
Yeah, I know
somewhere in the closet I've got one of those.
The kind that when we get them we always throw them away.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were talking about like the. Have you ever seen the spring training hats?
Yes. They're actually made out of
which are actually for the hot weather and stuff like that. All right, go ahead, sir.
Have you ever doodled a swastika?
Yes.
Next question. Do you ever fantasize about something bad happening to an attractive girl and then you save her at the last second only to have her fall in love with you and or have sex with you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you ever try to make one of those dreams happen?
No.
Do you dislike authority?
No.
Do you have any tattoos?
Nope.
Do you even know who your father is? That's the way the question is worded.
Yes.
My answer would be no, and I'd be answering honestly.
That's true. This section is called Correlating Bastardity with Scientific Hypothesis.
Is the whole point of this to find out if I'm a bastard or not?
I believe that's the point.
All right, very good. I'm dying for the results.
I think we're nearing the end here.
Oh, thank God.
So. I had no idea it was this long.
I'll tell you, I had no idea I'd be sweating this much.
Question 59. Do you prefer masturbating at night or in the morning?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Here we go.
That's a tough question. I would say if I had the choice, probably the morning.
Sure. Have you ever died in a dream?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
Have you ever killed someone in a dream?
No.
Hmm. Do you like coffee?
No.
Do you like horror movies?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself smarter than most of your friends?
Hi, buddy.
Yes.
Better looking?
better looking than most of my friends?
Yes.
No.
Are you by any chance Catholic?
Well, I'm a fallen Catholic, yes.
All right. And finally, what's the most important part of friendship? Pick one of the following four. Trust, honesty, compassion, or your own happiness. Most important part of a friendship, trust, honesty, compassion, or your own happiness.
Compassion.
Okay, and it says, click here for your results.
And?
And here comes the answer. The results are in. You are certifiably 41% bastard.
Oh, that's
only
good.
Only 41% bastard.
Wow.
23% of which, it says, is tarred. The worldwide average is 43% bastard. So you came in just below.
Just below the national average for being a bastard.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. I want to thank everybody. Thank you very much.
Only 3% of the world is like you. 48% of the world is more bastard than you. 49% is less bastard than you.
Wow. Well, that's okay. I'll deal with that one.
That's not a bad test.
Not bad.
It's a tough one to take, I don't mind telling you.
All right, now,
My God.
Let's do another one before the break.
All right, you take one now.
All right, I have the intelligence quiz for me because I'm so stupid.
Oh, what you said, is that exactly what it's supposed to be, or does it mean how, no, I don't know.
It said intelligence.
Okay.
On the left-hand side where they had the big list of all the tests.
All right.
You see it there, Buzz?
Yeah, I have to go back to the beginning because there's no button for jumping. Here we are, the next test, unintelligence. Clicking on it now. Here it comes. Just waiting for the screen to load.
Now, you done good that time, K.O.B.
Not bad.
Wow.
Here it is.
Hold on a second. Here's the hotline ring. Hello? Well, that was a hang-up.
Okay, and for the age on you, I should enter 41, right?
Yes.
Okay. Press the onward button.
Very youthful 41.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. I'm compassionate.
Okay. The first section is called the warm-up, and I'm ready with question one. If you were stuck in the woods in the middle of Alaska in January being hunted by a badass grizzly bear named Zeus, which of the following objects would you most want to be carrying? Pick one of the following five. Matches, food and water, an axe, a communications radio, a bottle of whiskey and a harmonica.
Communications radio.
Okay. What number comes next in the...
What are you laughing at?
I nothing other than your facial expression when you answered the question. It was so funny. You answered it and you kind of looked around. You did like a survey of the room after you answered.
You're fine. Number two, what comes next in this series? One, two, three, four...
Five... alive.
Good. So you've got a 357 Magnum, and you take a liking to hunting. One morning, you notice four blackbirds sitting on a fence in your backyard. You shoot one square between the eyes from 10 meters away, killing it. How many do you think will be left on the fence?
Zero.
All right.
I think they'd fly away.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A philosophical question. When you find something you've been missing, why is it always in the last place you look? You have five answers to choose from.
Because I'm stupid.
Because I'm an unlucky person.
No.
Because I stop looking once I find it.
No.
Because it's so damn smart and I have bad vision. Because God willed it that way. And the final choice, actually you're wrong, I'm stupid enough to keep looking once I find it. Four choices all.
Yeah, it's a jive question.
Yeah, it is.
Work God in there. You ought to work
God. Yeah, take the God answer. That's right. This is not as good as the bastard quiz. You know what? I might have to take another quiz.
Okay.
Buzz, you might have to reload.
All right, I'll just back up a couple
of things. Why don't you give me the love quiz?
The love quiz.
Give me the love quiz.
Okay.
I'd rather answer questions like Mike did.
I didn't like that test, the way it was going.
It was like a Rorschach test. Mm-hmm. It was like looking at an ink blot.
Yeah, very odd.
Okay, go
very
to the love quiz. Give me the love quiz.
Okay, we're waiting for the page to load.
Oh.
We're on the right page. We're just waiting for it to appear.
Come on, Danny.
Danny. Sit down, Danny.
How's it going, Danny?
I'm watching a blank screen here.
Now we're in the magic.
Got the little hourglass thing happening.
Screen's blank, Danny. K-O-B, Danny. Danny.
Danny!
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 Sit down, Danny.
Danny, you're 41% bastard, Danny. Danny.
Danny.
Danny. Danny.
Let's try reloading, see if that speeds things up.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I know.
Wish we had a computer in the studio. Although, you know what, KOB, you did good on that.
I think so. I think it's the fact that a lot of people are on the computer right now. That's what slows down the system.
You mean here in the building?
Yeah, here in the building and in the world in general, the internet in general.
Toya, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Toya. Show started about an hour and a half ago. Thank you for joining us, though, today, Toya. Thank you. We appreciate it.
She was downtown protesting.
Were you protesting downtown?
I was.
What were you protesting?
Here we go.
Where were you really?
No, actually, the axles on my car, both of them are bent. Mm. So I had to get that done, and I had to get new tires because the belt broke, and I had this big lump in my tire.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Thank you, Toya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you couldn't do it this morning?
No, it happened when I was on my way here.
Oh, it happened on the way here.
Yeah. The axles got bent.
You couldn't just leave the car?
It is. It's still there.
It's still? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Good. Great answer.
Toya ran over a protester, bending both axles on her car and snapping the belt.
I just gave her the employee test. She had the right answer, left her car.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzy, you got that thing yet?
The page is still blank.
Hey, but let's all go easy on her, okay? I mean, I know who I am now.
You're a compassionate bastard.
That's right. I'm only 41% bastard.
All right, Buzz, I'm going to have to do a break.
That's
here.
A good idea.
I'm just going to have to do a break. Why don't you just log off and log back on to the same site?
That's what I'll do.
And then when we come back, I will take the love test.
All right, thank you both.
And then we'll let Rob take the ass test, and Buzz will take the sex test.
Excellent.
Okay, when we come right back.
Ladies, open up those meat curtains for the stars of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Charlie Broyhill, right there. I will take the love test.
The love test.
Buzz, you got it yet?
Yeah, you have it.
All right, Buzz has it. You know, we now have it on two different screens. Actually, a screen in the studio and a screen in KOB's room.
Yeah, they apparently are asking questions to get through to the test.
Right, you have to have a little screening thing.
Some kind of signing session. Right. Now we're back on the web.
Yes.
I'll give this address out when we're done with this, so everybody else can take these quizzes. Okay, I'm ready to take the love test.
The first thing he wants to know is your year of birth.
1958.
Okay, 50 and 8. And your sex, male or female? Male.
Male.
Your choices are, and everyone knows it, although I look like Janet Reno.
And everyone knows it.
Yeah, I know. Zip code, that's in. Your relationship status, your choices would be either married and monogamous or married and cheating. Or married and being cheated on.
Married and being cheated on. No, man, married and monogamous.
Okay, very good. And the next question only has one possible answer. The question is, are you gay, straight, bisexual, or lesbian? And the only option is yes, so I'll check that for you. Have you ever spanked someone with intent to arouse, yes or no?
No.
Are you a virgin?
No.
Are you, how emotionally satisfied do you feel these days?
Excuse me, point of order.
Yes.
The woman that was in our show, the intent was to arouse her when she was hypnotized, the lady that you spanked. Do you remember her?
What show?
Remember that lady we used to have on the show? She was, I think she was hypnotized or something.
Oh, with a red head.
And she was spanked.
But really spanked her.
No, he was shaking her hand.
Was it spanking?
No. Rob's right. When I shook her hand, she got an orgasm.
Right. Didn't you spank somebody to arouse them on the show?
I really don't think so.
Okay, all right.
But you're right. That when we had that hypnotist in, whenever I shook this woman's hand, she
That's
had an orgasm.
That's right. I'm sorry.
How emotionally satisfied?
41% bastard.
Only 41%.
How emotionally satisfied do you feel these days? Very satisfied, not too satisfied, or unsatisfied?
Very.
And how sexually satisfied do you feel these days? Very, not too, or un?
Very.
How do you feel about your love situation? Very, not too, or un?
Very.
Have you ever used a personal service or even browsed a personal service in hopes of starting a relationship?
Yes. I browsed.
Browsed, there we go.
I browsed.
What about, talk to everybody looks good in a cowboy hat.
What about for sex? Did you use such a browser for sex?
No.
Okay. At this key juncture in your life, which is more important, sex or love?
Love.
And which is more important, success or immediate pleasure?
Success.
My man.
How often do you consume alcohol? There are five choices. Never at all, never in excess, sometimes I get railed, I like getting drunk, or ooh, liver.
Sometimes I get railed.
All right. Do you think drunken sex with someone you hardly care about can be construed as spiritually acceptable by God, the Lord, our Savior, whose Son died for our sins?
Yes.
The answers are,
yes.
I don't understand, I like drunken sex, or I dislike drunken sex.
Then I like drunken sex.
Okay. The next section is true/false. It's okay to turn a condom inside out and use it again. True or false?
False.
Love at first sight is possible.
True.
Love over the internet is possible.
False.
Very good.
At your age, long-distance relationships are okay. True or false?
False.
Sex toys are cool.
False.
And so are genital warts. True or false?
False.
All right.
The female G-spot exists. True or false?
On my wife?
Just whether it exists.
True.
The male G-spot exists. True or false?
True. It's in my pants right now.
It's okay to date two people exclusively at the same time as long as they don't know about each other. True or false?
True.
Prostitution should be legalized everywhere. True or false?
True.
True.
Abortion is a woman's right to choose. True or false?
True.
The most important thing in life is happiness. True or false?
True.
Intelligence is important. True or false? Very general statement.
I'm happy with a lot of stupid people I know. False.
And beauty is a state of mind. True or false?
Oh, man, there's some beautiful phlegm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful phlegm.
Shout out to the fan. Beauty is a state of mind. That is true,
okay.
Of course.
Therefore, fat people must be weak-minded. True or false?
True.
Next section.
Oh, you weak-minded fatties.
More stuff about you. Do you like children, yes or no?
Yes.
What about pets? Which is better? Choose one of the following three. Dog, cat, neither. They are weak, small creatures without value.
Dog.
There you go.
How sexually attracted are you to women? The four choices are not at all, just a little, an average amount, a lot.
A lot.
And men, not at all, just a little, an average amount, or a lot.
An average amount. No. I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
not at all. Would you let someone put a leash on you and drag you around naked on your linoleum floor? Yes or no?
No.
Say something interesting. I'll type it in.
Eat me.
It's easy. Okay. You got that in there quick. He flies on that keyboard.
Would you enjoy talking about sex with a complete stranger over email or inside a chat room? Yes or no?
No.
Would you meet that person in person?
No.
Have you ever gone on a blind date?
Yes.
If so, did it work out?
No.
Do you consider yourself beautiful?
No.
No. Does it really matter what other people think about your looks, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you just saying that because you're ugly, yes or no?
Yes.
Look within yourself and forget your gender. Do you feel more like a man or a woman?
A man.
Do many people know...
Come on.
Just kidding.
Bastard.
41% bastard.
41% bastard.
Do many people know the real you, yes or no?
No.
And do you think the Pope masturbates?
You know that I think the answer to that is yes.
All right. And now the next section, which... It starts with, what drives you? By the way, sorry about that last Pope question. For real, are you religious?
Yes.
Okay. If so, then who created God in the first place? Four choices. No one did. He transcends time. God created himself, you heathen. God was conceived at a big bang, or there is no God.
That first one you said.
No one did. He transcends time. Does death scare you, yes or no?
No.
What about loneliness?
Nope.
Do you like to watch sports on television?
Yes.
Do you usually wear tight clothes?
No.
Do you care if someone you're dating wears tight clothes?
Yes.
Do you get jealous easily?
Yes.
Are heated arguments a healthy part of love?
Yes.
Are you ever wrong, you a-hole?
No. No.
Have you ever had a hickey that bled?
Oh, God. Ew.
No.
Number 60, the author says, me neither. Number 61, and finally, which is sexiest, confidence, beauty, or intelligence?
Confidence.
And now here come, let's just finish the test. Okay, they want you to pick a name. Do you want to make one up? You want to use Geronimo? What would you like to use?
Put Donnie with an I. D-O-N-N-I.
Donnie, that's the way he has it on his restaurant.
Just D-O-N-I.
And what password would you like to use?
Twat.
Okay.
T-W-A-T.
Let me confirm.
Johnny Twat with you.
You sure that's enough letters? For the password. Might have to put a number after those letters.
It doesn't state a minimum.
Donnie Twat with you. Good looking Monday.
Twat 58.
Here on the Twat Show.
Okay, I'll put...
Twat time, 41 past the hour. I'm the big twat. Good afternoon. Donnie Twat. My name's Donnie Twat. D-O-N-I-T-W-A-T. Wow.
Okay, here come the results, we think.
Okay, here we go.
Put away the lotion. You have a love rating of 58%.
Wow, there you go. Okay.
Your remaining 42% is essentially lust and sexual greed.
Thank you. Is that all it says?
The rest are charts and graphs. You look good. Oh, and the answer is yes, the Pope masturbates.
Of course he does. He's a man, flesh and bones. So that's it? I mean, there I get this whole big thing about being 41% bastard, that's all I get?
They've got graphs. It says the blue bar is how much you want and need love. The red bar is how much you just want sex. So you did balance more toward love than sex. You have more blue than red.
That's going to be good.
It says okay.
Save that, print that one out for your wife.
Now, this doesn't make sense to me. It says more about you as interpreted by us. Morality, 2. Love experience, 8. Sex experience, 6. Intelligence, 6.
Huh?
Well, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but that's just what it says.
Whatever.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's not as good as the bastard test.
No. But, I mean, there are numbers there, but what's the scale?
They don't give a scale. Not here.
Buzz, very quickly, go to the sex quiz.
All right.
Just go to the sex quiz.
And
we'll have you take the sex quiz.
All right. The sex quiz. Here it is.
Here we go.
You got it?
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I know. I just had to click on another button to get a little farther.
K-O-B.
All right, here we go. Section 1, biology. Did you know there are actually two types of humans? The slightly larger and less intelligent kind, males, have protruding external genitalia called penises that are used for making important life decisions.
This is land of the nerd.
I don't like that one.
Listen, okay.
Go to the ass quiz.
All right.
Let me go to the ass quiz. That's probably the only one that's been any good is was the bastard.
Where
class.
I found out that I was 41% bastard, which I'm pretty happy about, frankly.
Well, you should be.
You know, I'd like to, you know, if it didn't take so goddamn long, I'd just rather take the bastard test.
Well, the bastard, you could take the bastard. He could do it quicker
with 60 questions, though. All right, go back to the bastard. Let me see if I'm as big a bastard as Mike is.
Okay, hang on. I just got us the ass quiz.
All right.
Oh, now it's a competition.
Which looked pretty good, by the way.
Go back to the bastard quiz.
All right.
Go in my belly.
All right, let's fly through this, though, Buzz.
All right.
I'm 41.
Yes, I remember.
Name is Donnie Swat.
Don't even ask for that this time.
That's T-W-A-T.
All right, here we go. Section one, rage. First question. Have you ever called someone a bad name?
Yes.
Have you ever spit on someone?
No.
Have you ever pushed anyone?
Yes.
Have you ever been in an argument?
Yes.
What about a fist fight?
No.
Are you capable of punching someone in the face?
No.
Have you ever watched a fist fight?
Yes.
Do you watch televised boxing or wrestling?
No.
Okay, next section.
I don't.
You watch televised boxing? You watch televised boxing? We've talked about fights.
It's not have you, do you? I interpret that as do you, like on a regular basis.
I don't. You rent fights. You went pay for. Will you get pay-per-view fights?
Right. Put yes on that, then.
I did. Number nine. Do catastrophes sometimes excite you?
Yes.
What about car accidents? Are you one of those guys who slows down to see the flames?
Yes.
Have you seen a Faces of Death video?
Yes.
Have you been to a strip joint?
Yes.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Have you ever tried throwing a knife?
No.
Did it hit someone? We'll say no. Do you forward disgusting pictures from the internet to your friends?
No.
Do you like child porn?
Oh, yes.
I'm clicking no. Do you have any pets that aren't mammals?
No.
All right. Continue to the next section. And here it is. Women lack the authority to command their emotions. True or false?
True.
Homosexuality is the work of the devil.
False.
Discriminating by race is fine with you because you're white.
False.
Lying is okay if sex will result from it.
True.
Canada is a place for prostitutes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. You've put out a cigarette on your own tongue. True or false?
No.
All girls want you. True or false?
False.
Pain don't hurt. True or false?
False.
Okay, now here comes this big dumb question, the essence of which is this test is a good substitute for doing the reading or sleeping with your English teacher.
No.
All right. Golf is for sissies. True or false?
Yes.
People under 150 pounds are not to be trusted. True or false?
Yeah, true.
We all agree on that one.
You hit her because you love her. True or false?
Oh, yes. Yes! No, of course not. No.
Next section. And the question is vices. Do you like the taste of beer?
No.
Do you gamble?
Yes.
Have you ever gambled, lost, and not paid up?
No.
Do you have an addictive personality?
Yes.
Do you ever steal things you can't afford?
No.
Do you ever steal things you can afford?
Yes.
Is your happiness more important than your loved one's happiness?
No.
Do you expect to get what you want?
Yes.
And what if you don't get it? I'll type in your answer.
I'm pissed.
Okay, and off to the next.
Signed, Donnie Twat.
This is Donnie Twat Show. Donnie Twat Show.
At the halfway point, the next question is about true love. Have you ever cheated, yes or no?
Yes.
Is cheating an expected part of your love life?
No. Yes.
Okay. Is love a big hairy lie?
No.
If you could get away with it, would you sleep with any of your relatives?
Yes.
Have you been with a prostitute, yes or no?
No.
Why not? Was she just too expensive?
No.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
No.
Have you told a girl you loved her when you didn't mean it?
Oh, yes.
Do you get frustrated when someone won't have sex with you?
Oh, yes.
All right, continuing to the next section. Do you like to drink?
Oh, yes.
Do you own a heavy metal T-shirt?
Yes. ACDC.
Smell your armpits right now. Do they reek?
No.
Very good. Do you own a mesh baseball hat?
No.
Have you ever doodled a swastika?
Yes.
Do you ever fantasize about something bad happening to an attractive girl, then you save her at the last second only to have her fall in love with you and or have sex with you, yes or no?
No.
Did you ever try to make one of those dreams happen?
No.
Do you dislike authority?
Yes.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Do you even know who your father is?
No.
Okay.
I don't. That's the truth. I'm adopted. I don't.
All right. The next section. Do you prefer masturbating at night or in the morning?
In the morning.
Have you ever died?
Oh, boy.
Have you ever died in a dream?
Yes.
Have you ever killed someone in a dream?
Yes.
Do you like coffee?
Yes.
Do you like horror movies?
No.
Really? Okay. Do you consider yourself smarter than most of your friends?
Yes.
Better looking?
Yes.
Are you by any chance Catholic?
You might as put down yes on that one, too. I used to be.
And finally, what's the most important part of friendship? Pick one of these four. Trust, honesty, compassion, or your own happiness?
Trust.
And click here for your results.
Okay, here we go. It's the big bastard off. I think you agree. I answered those very honestly.
Yes, you did. The results are in. You are certifiably 54% bastard.
Hey! How about that?
30% of which is tarred. The worldwide average, again, is 43% bastard. How others compare, 2% of the world is the same as you. 20% of the world is more bastard than you. 78% of the world is less bastard than you.
Okay.
Actually, you're a bigger bastard than I am.
You just noodled that through? You just noodled
I'm
that
sorry,
through?
I'm sorry. Buzz was putting me to sleep over there. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know me in numbers.
Yes.
You know my limited mathematical.
58 is bigger than 41.
Thank
right.
you.
Yes, bigger, faster.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yes, bigger, faster.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That is, the website there is thespark.com.
And, I mean, really, are we in agreement there was only one that was really a good test?
The bastard test was a good test.
Right, that's one.
All the rest of them, I mean, I don't know, we never got to the ass quiz
right.
or the sex quiz, but the intelligence quiz, or the unintelligence quiz, and the love quiz, they just suck.
Yeah. Boo!
They suck enough. Okay, Buzz?
Yes.
You know what? During this commercial set, do me a favor.
What?
These, we've all heard the questions.
Right.
Take the bastard test.
Okay.
Just take it during the commercials. And when we come back, tell us what percentage bastard you are.
Okay, I'll do it.
And your lead story, please. What is the lead story on the news in the comments today?
Our top story this evening, the move to turn sewage into drinking water.
Right. Great. Water.
Okay,
everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. For news and comments. Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This America's favorite wingnut, Don and Mike.
All right, Buzz, before you get to the news.
Yes?
You took the bastard test?
Yes, I did.
And?
Says I'm nice.
Oh, shocker.
I'm 26% bastard.
Ah, please.
And according to their results, 86% of the world is more bastard than I am.
All right.
26%.
I even didn't give myself the benefit of the doubt on some questions just to, you know, try to catch up.
Okay.
God, he is. That, well, I don't know.
K.O.B.
Mary.
K.O.B.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Right.
Kindly Buzz.
Hey, Rob, why don't you and Charlie go take that same twist? Go back to Charlie Broyhill's. Was that? Were those my headphones?
Not me.
Go back to Charlie Broyhill's desk, and you guys go to that website. Go to spark.com.
Be curious to get Broyhill's results.
Yeah, take the bastard test. Go ahead and take it right now. Right. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Officials in California are looking toward the next step in recycling, turning toilet water into drinking water.
Do you mean like urine, or do you mean poop?
All of it. Some folks are disgusted by the idea, but those officials insist they can do it safely. And although it won't come out of anybody's tap for at least another 5 years,
it has to come out of somebody's tap.
They hope to start collecting the sewer water today in the San Fernando Valley. The purification process...
You know that there's going to be some little squiggly that's going to get through the water that's going to make somebody sick and die.
A little piece of brown.
Yeah.
The purification process...
Yeah, Moses.
Yeah, see? Where's your Moses now, see?
We would be remiss if we didn't mention the Ten Commandments was on TV last night.
Yes, more power to ABC. Some fine programming on there.
Yeah, where's your Moses now, see?
Where's your Messiah?
Where's your Messiah now, see?
Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Pharaoh. Where's your Messiah? See?
Well, the filtration and purification process will take the entire 5 years, and they say that only 20% of the drinking water supply will come from sewer water. Quoting the head of one homeowners association, Association. This is human waste. I'm very uneasy about this. Conservationists argue that the water has already been recycled through dinosaurs and other creatures. If that makes you feel any better.
So what they're saying is, let me see if I got this right here, when they make a comment like that, they're talking about all the water we drink is eventually,
point or another, has passed through some living creature.
That, everything we drink.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I thought it just came from the clouds. I don't know.
No, it comes from somebody's butt.
Which evaporates from the ground, which is where the caveman relieved himself.
All right, so really you're drinking a nice big bottle of Avion poop.
Mm-hmm.
Avion stool.
That is delicious.
Oh, no, it's been purified.
It's poop water from the French Alps, though.
Perfectly. I'll take a telephone call. Hello, Lauren?
Fellas, what is going on?
Hey.
Don, I just got a question for you. When you were taking a test, you came across a question that said, like, could you ever hit anybody in the face?
Yes.
Why could you never hit anybody in the face if you're in a fight? I don't understand that.
I've never really been in a fight.
I've encouraged him, sir. I really have. I have encouraged him to hit hard. Hit hard and hit fast.
I've never been in a fight.
Don, you know, have you ever seen that Seinfeld where they asked George who would win in a fight, him or Jerry?
No.
Well, they said, who would win? And they said, George, because he fights dirty. That's how I picture you fighting.
I bet if I ever got in a fight, I would do that. I wouldn't be beyond kicking a guy's nuts or something, but I've really never been in a fight.
Well, that's good, but I still think that I see you as hitting somebody in the face if you got in a fight, if they made you mad. Because you get mad on the radio, and I think you just want to hit Mike sometimes.
Never. But,
yeah, I can.
All right, I think we can be honest here.
But, yeah.
He has, again and again and again.
Only when he doesn't listen.
And I don't talk about it, because I love being here.
Good.
And I come back.
Goodbye.
No, all right, thank you, folks.
But, you know, I thought we had that was highlighted, like I should take that call.
You're happy you took that call.
Yeah, I thought that was like a guy from the protest down in D.C., because the name was a different
right,
color.
Right. It was a guy who wants you to be physically violent, wants you to be more physically violent.
Sorry.
You can come. You're a pacifist.
Love me, Donnie Twat. D-O-N-I.
You can. Oh, it's one N. I didn't know it was one N.
Yeah, no, D-O-N-I.
Oh. Donnie.
Donnie Twat.
You can step back from the ledge. NASDAQ closed up 217 points today. The Dow gained over 275.
Yeah, I told you guys.
And of course,
no problems.
The protests against the International Monetary Fund continue in downtown Washington, D.C. 600 people have reportedly been arrested.
And how come this is all happening right in our backyard, yet we can't get one person to call us from down there?
I don't understand that, and I really think we need to hear from some of the people down there.
I wish they'd call.
I'd like Eddie to call. Eddie better.
Now, I do know this. I know that Broyhill knows people who work down on K Street, which is right in the middle of where all this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been able to get a phone call into them because all the phone lines are down.
Oh, really?
In D.C. If you're trying to call somebody in D.C. today, you can't do it.
That's weird.
All the lines are down.
An interesting thing happened today. They started letting the protesters through the barricade at about a dozen at a time. The protesters and the police made a deal. They said, if we let about a dozen of your protesters through the barricade and you behave yourselves, we'll let you have your little protest and then we'll arrest you and nobody gets their head busted. So at about a dozen at a time, they've been letting them through the barricade. The protesters then get to walk past the World Bank and into a paddy wagon. And then they get carried away.
Those are the stupidest protesters in the world.
Very smooth process.
Right? What do they get out of that? They get to walk past the building?
They get to protest by walking past the World Bank, and then
hey,
they get to
great protest.
And then they get to say, hey, I got arrested protesting the International Monetary Fund.
But nobody, no head cracking going on there.
That's the idea. That's what they're trying to keep to a minimum by this agreement today.
More rubber bullets. That's what we need. More rubber bullets, more tear gas. Open the streets for all the people of Washington, D.C. who need to get down there.
When you're king, clear the streets will be your order.
Yes, mandatory curfew.
Clear the streets at all costs.
Curfew every day, 3 p.m. Streets will be like a ghost town, like they were today. Only people with passes can get through.
There you go.
Special Donnie Twat passes.
With your picture on them. They have the hole around their neck.
with a big king's crown.
It's just like, and you're shooting them with your finger. You know, almost like the I want the Uncle Sam pose, right?
That's right, like I want you.
Donnie Twat pass.
The top secret State Department says it appears it did lose one of its laptop computers. The The computer vanished over a week ago, and it's still missing. And yes,
you know, Charlie.
I'm sorry. What is this? This looks like a toy.
It's a laptop, Charlie.
I can play lots of games on this.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
It has classified information on it, Charlie.
Ooh, classified.
In fact, the information on this computer is considered higher than top secret.
Get to know Charlie.
Boom! Kaboom!
The FBI is helping to look for the device which disappeared from a supposedly secure conference room at the State Department.
All right, Buzz, hold on. I got a guy here who says he just came from the World Bank.
Good.
Okay, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Peter?
Yes.
Were you down there?
Yeah, there are a bunch of pussies down there.
Who's the pussies?
All those freaking protesters. They're a big nuisance to the rest of the people who live in this city.
Where were you down there?
I was across from the World Bank on K Street. All the streets are shut down. They got all these cops down there, barricades. It's just a big freaking nuisance to anyone who has to go down there and get any business done.
Well, I agree. Thank you. Here's a guy who says he just came from Vermont Avenue. Because now we're playing Monopoly.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, David. Hi, David.
Good. Hey, I just came down from there. It was a little problem getting in this morning, but I also saw all the cops. But there wasn't a lot of people down there. They had protesters walking down 15th Street. It looked like there were about 25 of them.
Does it look like it's breaking up?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot at all, and a pretty ragtag bunch.
It's a pretty ragtag bunch. That's our reporter on the spot giving us the characterization of what's going on down there.
So you saw no heads being cracked?
Oh, no. None of that was going on at all. They were pretty orderly. The cops were leading them in a car down 15th Street. Mm-hmm. Took them,
go back down there. Drive by Park Place and get over to the B&O Railroad.
And don't buy utilities.
That's right. Right.
I never buy utilities.
And don't hang out in free parking.
Hello, Greg. Greg?
All right.
Let's try Mike. Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
A couple things, actually. The back about 3 weeks ago, you mentioned that manicmail.com. Actually, it was manicmail.net is what you said, and I couldn't get it to come up. And I tried manicmail.com, and it let me register, but that was it. And I was wondering if you knew anything about how to get onto the site.
Do you know anything about that, Fez?
No, I don't, Ron. No, I don't, Ron and Fez.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It doesn't make me laugh anymore.
Yep. Your time is up.
Yep.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I was just at the protest.
Please turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, hello.
Oh, did you tap it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear this? Did you hear?
Yeah, he was tapping. I guess he had one of those volume controls.
I got you. Oh, okay.
Press the button.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I was down at the protest, man. Am I live on the air?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I was down at the protest, man. It's about to get wild pretty soon. I can feel it. I think it's just the weather, though. That's why everybody's being calm today.
Now, listen, here's why I know you're lying, because there was not one brother down there. Every person down there is a goddamn Pearl Jam fan. All of them had long...
Brother, how do you know I'm a brother?
Oh, because I know. Come on, don't lie to me.
Brothers?
Don't lie to me. You're a soul brother.
Nah, man, I'm white, actually, to tell you the truth.
Yes, we're all brothers in the family of man.
Yeah, that's right. We're all brothers in the eyes of God.
No, you're not the white devil.
Power to the people. White devils. Yeah. I love it.
No, you're a soul brother. I saw no soul brothers on TV today.
Oh, so you were out there?
No, I watched it on TV from the safety of my home in the suburbs.
Did
you see the lady get ran over by a motorcycle?
A lady got run over by a motorcycle?
She sure did, man. She got plowed.
No, I just saw some guy that was laying down in front of a police car.
No, it was a lady. She actually got tossed out of the way.
No, it was a guy that was in front of a car. I didn't see anything with a motorcycle.
Hey, I thought you guys were live on the radio.
We are. It's a delay.
Oh, okay. Cool. Now, really, I'm white, though.
Yeah,
I believe he is.
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't. I mean, I'm making no judgment here. Good, bad, indifferent. Sure. I'm just telling you, this guy's black.
Oh, well, I can come down to the studio, man. We can party.
Black or white, I dislike him.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's all love out here. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
But it's about to get wild soon, man. I'm telling you.
Okay, my brother.
Feel the pressure out there. It's getting
all right.
Crazy.
Okay. See ya.
It'll be nasty.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Goodbye.
Make sure he goes to the Japanese restaurant and orders the wasabi.
Funniest
commercial in the world.
Wasabi.
Turns out, Abbott and Costello may have been more interested in who's on who than who's on first. FBI files say the old-time comedy team was investigated for 10 years over their connections to porno filmmakers, prostitutes, and mobsters.
Oh, so they weren't gay for each other. They were just into sex.
Well, I don't know.
There's no way they could have been gay for each other.
Pornography they enjoyed.
Hold on. Rob is bursting into the bulletin. Robbie.
Well, it's not really a bulletin. I just always thought it was interesting that Lou Costello paid for Dean Martin's first nose job.
Oh, really?
So there's something to that.
And I'm sure Dean was into the hookers, too.
And you know how Dean paid Lou back.
Have you taken that bastard test yet? Oh, here we go. Here are the results. All
right. Rob Spiewak.
Yes?
The results are in.
Yes?
You are certifiably 41% bastard.
It's close to the end.
Just like your brother Mike. Mike and Rob just hugged.
My guess was that we answered the same on a lot of the drinking questions.
There you go. Very good. Now, here's the one I've really been waiting for.
Oh, no, I don't have Charlie's answer.
Oh, Charlie's isn't done yet.
These are all Rob's.
Okay. I'm surprised. If Charlie does it, maybe the whole computer system's going to crash.
No, Charlie's doing it because I went first, and you know how fast I am on a computer.
Right. Buzz, I'm sorry.
Well, these FBI files, I just wanted to tell you, say that Abbott and Costello were regular customers with the adult filmmakers.
Yeah, bad.
Lou Costello's daughter denies all this. She says her dad was an Italian Catholic family man.
Hot cheese. Abbott, I got to tell you right now, there's the money shot.
Oh, man. That's great. I like her shaved. Oh, yeah.
When it comes to Oprah, the H isn't the only thing that's silent. People who work for Oprah have to sign a confidentiality agreement, which is not so unusual.
O-P-R-A.
What?
H.
The H is silent.
Oprah.
Oprah, ha ha.
So are her employees.
Oprah.
What is unusual about that confidentiality agreement the employees have to sign...
Oprah.
...is that it covers talking and writing about Oprah for the rest of the employee's life.
God.
And the Illinois State Supreme Court has just upheld that agreement as valid. The agreement was challenged by a former employee who wanted to write about her 4 years working for Oprah. Oprah stuck by her free speech rights when she was sued by the cattleman for her comments about mad cow disease.
Now, that's a book I would love to read. I would wait in line to read a book about what it's like to work for Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah.
Oprah, right? Buzz, hold on, please. All right. We'll be right back.
You can understand them if you're a mastermind. The Don and Mike Show.
I just saw the screen that had Broyhill's results.
Ah, yes.
And?
For the bastard test.
Here he comes. He's come into the studio.
This will not make you happy.
What is it?
What was your percentage, Buzz?
Mine was 26.
According to this test, Charlie Broyhill is the least bastard-like of anybody on the show.
Oh, my God, no. What did he get?
25% bastard.
No!
Yes, that's what it's
no.
You know what I think the difference is?
What?
He's not married.
I don't think that had a lot to do with the bastard test.
I would have liked to be a little birdie on his shoulder when he took that test.
Mm-hmm. You answer everything honestly?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
25%.
All right.
He not only, for those of you that have followed the show for a long time, that would now mean Charlie has the highest IQ on the show, and he also is the least, he's the least of a bastard.
Really? My percentage is what? Well, it was 58?
I told Rob, yours and mine would probably be the same.
54. Mike was
41 and Rob was 41.
41. Buzz was 26. And Brian was 25% bastard.
He's the least bastard of all of us.
How about that?
I'll try harder.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
You're doing a great job around here.
Wow.
Rick Rockwell here yet?
No.
Not yet. Okay, don't yell at me.
We should have him take the test.
Oh, hey. No, you think he would?
Ah, let's see if he does it.
Maybe we'll give him the sex test.
It'd be wonderful.
I want to ask Rick Rockwell lots of stuff today. I want to get his side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was bull-ass when Fox came out and said that they're washing their hands of the whole thing.
Right, that it was all his fault.
That it was his fault.
Yeah, I'd like to get the lowdown. Because, and also I'd like to find out what happened on that cruise.
Yeah, I'd like to know if they ever put the move on Darva.
Mm-hmm.
Darva Conger, who was at the Playboy Mansion last weekend.
Yeah, sure. Frolicking with the bunnies.
Did you see Entertainment Tonight? She was at the Playboy Mansion.
Well, Don, I'd like to announce now, or you probably heard it in the news, She will be posing for the magazine.
Hello, Run?
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I have listened to your show for years, and I have never been able to call you. I'm in the military stationed at Fort McNair, right inside D.C.
What kind of a name is Run?
It's a terrible name, and I curse my parents for giving it to me.
It's really Run instead of Ron. It's Run.
It's Run. I know. It's bizarre. And Are you really in? I'm sorry?
Are you in?
That's an old joke.
Are you in? Like, Run?
Yeah.
See Bill Run.
Okay.
See Bill Run.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay, Run.
So, I'm stationed at Fort McNair, which is probably the most boring and smallest installation in the world. And they actually put up Constantine wire around all the gates on the base.
You mean concertina wire?
Yeah, the really sharp razor blade stuff that eats through wood.
Supposed to David Constantine wire.
Concertina wire. Talking about?
It's like, in other words, for it is razor wire.
Yeah.
Razor wire. Okay, it's like barbed wire, except it's new and it's shiny and it's very, very sharp.
All right, and why did they put this up?
In case we were overrun by mad terrorists.
Terrorists?
Or, excuse me, protesters. They're the same thing. Either way, they're slowing down my drive.
You mean they just put it up?
No, they put it up yesterday.
Really?
Point of reference, is Fort McNair anywhere near downtown?
It is absolutely nowhere near downtown. It just happens to be on the inside of the Potomac.
It was down by the, is it the Naval Station
it's
down
right
there?
It's right by the Naval Base. It's right on the edge of the waterfront.
Down on the Anacostia River?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Wow, there's some great fishing down there.
It's the best carp you'll ever eat.
So you guys had to put up, you had to put, in essence, barbed wire up all around the fort.
No, by all the gates. We have a big brick wall that keeps us out of what they call Beirut.
Yeah, so they actually took a precautionary measure in case people tried to. You know, there was a threat, a perceived threat, and they put it up there. And they probably do that for any. They've probably done that as long as there have been protests in D.C.
Well, you are a proud, shining example.
You're being entirely too careful. This is my second protest I've been involved in the Army, including the Los Angeles riots and the Panama Noriega running conference.
You're a shining example of military intelligence. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service to our country.
Well,
thank you.
For those who serve.
Goodbye.
Very intelligent young man. Yeah. I see Joint Chiefs of Staff in that young man's future.
I imagine people will be protesting the phone calls we've taken on this show today. God, it's been a mistake to go to the telephone today. Buzz, what's your next story?
Well, on a flight from Newark to Atlanta Friday, the passengers were told to brace themselves in the crash position. There was no crash, but the pilot of the Continental jet had an indicator light that showed a problem with the nose gear. He returned to the Newark airport almost immediately after takeoff. The landing gear turned out to be fine. One passenger says the landing was actually very smooth after having braced themselves in the crash position.
Interesting.
The man who owns Fox Television, the New York Post, and the L.A. Dodgers has prostate cancer. Rupert Murdoch is facing several weeks of radiation treatment.
Hooray!
Doctors say it's a low-grade cancer, and they give him a good chance of beating the disease.
You know why I say hooray?
Why?
I say hooray, not because I have anything against Rupert Murdoch. In fact, I watch many of his channels and root for his teams. But that means that our guy is one step closer to the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm. King of the hill.
That's Melko. True.
Oh!
Well, Murdoch is a 69-year-old from Australia. They say that men who get prostate cancer at age 70 or so, they'll probably die of something else before they die of prostate cancer.
Who will be the king of the media world?
You know who will.
Yes.
You know who will be.
Just a few players in the way. I'm assuming the big throne.
Murdoch, Eisner, and then you know who.
Right. Moving on to total world media domination.
Heartbeat away.
We're just an eyebrow away.
Well, every possible combination has been used up. There are no more three-letter .com names available, according to the New York Post. The paper says the last of the three-letter names were registered last week.
How about jizz.com?
I believe that's taken.
JIZ.com?
I guarantee that's taken.
They say they're all taken.
I guarantee that's taken because I took it.
Not surprising when you consider that about 30,000 domain names are registered each and every day. First-year registration of a .com name costs as little as $70, and they're often resold for tens of thousands of dollars.
Hey, Buzz, go on your computer right now and type in jizz.com.
Okay.
Just see if anything happens. JIZ.com.
Okay, I'm going to have to.
If they're all taken, I would think they couldn't all be taken. I mean, the possibilities would be somewhat infinite.
Oh. Well, for real words, probably. I mean, you could probably get JZI. All right, I mean, I'm just thinking of variations of JIZ.
They say all combinations.
All combinations is what he's saying.
Been, that's not that taken. Many.
How many is it, Brain?
26 letters. Actually, it's less than this. It's, no, it is exactly 17,576 combinations.
Thank you, boy, I love having you around.
It's not that many. It's 26 times 26 times 26.
Well, the boy is using a calculator.
Yes,
though.
He is. Yeah, that's not coming off the top of his head.
You see, now you've destroyed it. Everyone thought.
You got jizz.com?
No, I'm still waiting for the browser to open. Hang on.
Where's the music?
Okay, yeah. Probably can never be without my KOB music.
Okay.
Kindly old Buzz.
KOB.
You can probably still get JIZZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we wait, Buzz is working on the computer right now.
We're waiting to surf the net with KOB.
And just because it's registered doesn't mean it's being used.
That's true.
Right, there's a very good chance it'll come up blank, but just let me know what it says.
Server not found, something like that.
You know. This page cannot be displayed. Let's see.
All right.
No, it took us to another address.
Try JIZZ.com.
That one I know works.
And then I got another one I want you to try after that.
Okay, this time with two Z's. It does say adult site. Enter here.
Oh, all right, good.
Okay,
all right, try this one. Try JZM.com. Jism.
Is that a...
JZM. JZM.com.
Okay. Yes, it takes us to Johnston, Zabor, and McManus Incorporated.
There you go.
A research firm.
Jism.com.
Bingo.
Okay, I got one more.
All right.
Try this one. Type in C-U-M.com.
Sure, that's going to take us somewhere.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
You would think. Although there's, again, a delay.
That's because it's just loading a lot of material. Get it?
And I need a towel. You found us, the youngest girls on the internet.
Oh, okay, get off of that.
Right. It'll keep you in there for hours.
All right, well, JZM.com.
A research firm.
Yeah. Jism.com. All right, well, thank you for the tour of the internet.
You bet.
KOB, kindly old Buzz.
And next time.
I enjoyed that pony ride.
Let's wait for the indie music.
All is not lost for the three-letter crowd. The government's about to open up 10 new suffixes that people and companies can use instead of .com.
Like .org or
.shop.
Like.
A whole list of new ones coming.
Hey, Buzz, hold on. Do a... T-I, the word we can't say on the radio for breast.
Okay.
Try T-I...
I bet that one works quickly.
Dot com.
Okay.
And, you know, with another letter there. How asinine it is that I can say titmouse, and I can say tit for tat, but I can't say...
Right.
That dot
you're dying
com.
To right now, aren't you? You're
I
just
know.
Dying to scream it from... After last week, I know you're dying to just... Katie bar the door.
Plural or singular? What would your preference be?
Well, I think you should go with plural, Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Absolutely.
TwordS.com.
You know, that was registered a long time ago.
Well, it's a four-letter one. And here it comes. Click here now for the best in Buster Hyman.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
All right, hold on. Try the same word.
Oh, my.
And I know what you wanted to do.
IES. There you go. Try it with IES.
I don't want to leave this one.
Oh, really? Oh,
come on, Buzzer Hyman. Try the IES.com.
All right.
T-I-I-E-S.
The friendly name, plural. And here a new window is opening up with all... Oh, lots of new windows are opening up. Yeah, it's one of those deals.
Yes. I think we've reached the real core of the internet.
Yeah, there's definitely...
What really drives... It's not the stock market.
No,
it's not, this is what drives the internet
right
here.
Cword.com.
That's it. All right. Some of the contestants on that deserted island game show Survivor have been eating rats.
All right.
The first
is that the CBS show?
Right.
Yes, it's the... what's the name of that again, Buzz?
Survivor.
Survivor,
excellent.
Right.
The first reports are in from the Pacific Island where that TV show is being videotaped.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The show, there is a Navy SEAL in the bunch. The show will hit the air in June with only one survivor left from the 16 original contestants. Over 39 days, contestants will be voted out of the group one by one, and the winner gets $1 million.
Eating rats already.
The producer says all the contestants have lost...
Don, baby, how's it going?
Oh, you know, he's eating a rat.
Absolutely, sure. He's tied himself to a tree, too, in a thunderstorm.
And they say every contestant has lost weight since landing on the island, and that one of the contestants has lost 15 pounds.
Oh, man, I'd like to play that game.
I can't speak. I am dumb.
So that's what you talk after you eat a rat.
They're also encountering poisonous snakes as well as man-made obstacles on the island.
Thank you, Buzz. Time out. We will have more news and comment later in the show.
All right.
I got to think it's because of these stupid goddamn protesters, but Rick Rockwell is late.
Mm. He's running late.
Yes, right. We had him scheduled for 20 minutes ago.
I want to find out if he's ever eaten a rat.
What's the... Broyhill.
Broyhill, Mr. 25%.
Hey, what's the number back there?
Non-bastard Broyhill.
Robbie? Oh, never mind. Here he comes.
Here he comes. Here comes nice guy.
Here he comes in person.
Hi, fellas.
25% bastard. Have you been in contact with Rick Rockwell's people?
Yes, I have, and he is on his way.
He's en route? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, then We'll just kick back.
Wonder if he's coming from downtown. Wonder if he's wearing a gas mask.
We will kick back. Wait for Rick Rockwell. We'll see if we hear anything from George McFly. Take some of your telephone calls. We come right back.
Billy, do you like the radio? Billy, do you listen to the Don and Mike show?
Well, you know, Toya just got on that website, all right? That spark.com, and she took the bitch test.
Ah.
She did. Toya, our wonderful Toya, is 51% bitch.
Ooh, that's a fascinating one.
Would like to hear that one live.
Well, maybe I'll call my wife with that. I mean, I know we've been all over this thing today, but I think it's pretty interesting.
That sounds like, but there, you know, the good one was the bastard one, and the bitch one's probably just as good.
Log on to the spark.com.
Okay.
The spark.com. Let me see if mommy's at home.
Very good.
And then I promise we'll get to your phone calls. And we might actually have someone who's actually at, it says, in the middle of the protest.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hey, got about 3 minutes?
Well, I've got all time in the world for you.
Beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
I want you to take the bitch test.
Oh, all right.
We'll see if you're as much bitch as I am bastard.
I didn't hear you take the test. I just heard the results.
58% bastard.
No, and I don't believe that, because you really are a peaceful man, a gentleman.
I said that. I've never been in a fist fight.
Right.
So have you ever hit anybody? No.
So how did you rate so high?
I don't know. Why was I such a big bastard?
You know, I think that they must weight certain questions more than other ones, because it didn't seem to me to break out as specific questions. I think they weight certain answers.
Well, maybe they weight the one like, do you know who your father is?
Yeah, that
like something like that.
And I really don't know who my father is.
And then there were multiple choice ones that they might have weighed heavier on that one.
All right. Frida, what age should I enter for you?
Enter her current age, Buzz. 44.
What did you
44.
Say? Oh, very good.
Very good.
Soon to be 45 and 4 years older than me.
Okay, part one, the warm-up. Are you in a relationship right now?
Okay.
If so, how would you best describe it? If not, how would you describe your last relationship? So how would you describe this one? Your choices are action, horror, comedy, porn, sci-fi, or drama?
I'll have to go with comedy.
Okay.
That's good.
In relationships, do things usually go your way, yes or no?
Yes.
What if something doesn't go your way? Be honest and constructive. You have four choices. I grin and bear it. A discussion usually works. I make him grovel. The bastard will be peeing in a bag for days.
Oh, God.
Well,
answer this one honestly, honey.
First we discuss.
Uh-huh. Discussion? You want to choose that one?
Yeah, I'll choose that, because that usually is before you pee in a bag.
Talk amongst yourselves. Discuss.
Number five, if you were working on a pirate ship, what would you most likely be? The captain, the first mate, the buccaneer, or pregnant?
I'd be the captain.
Okay. Mm. Have you ever been in a cat fight, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
I have not.
Have to.
Verbal cat fight.
Have you ever called another girl a slut?
To her face? No.
Yeah, but the answer to that is yes.
Well, around if she's not around.
Honey, just okay. Answer. Have you ever called a girl a slut?
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Have you ever slapped someone?
No.
Yes.
Who have I slapped?
You've slapped me.
Not.
Yes, you have.
When, no, I don't slap. I have not. When have I? When was that?
I don't know, but I'm sure you've slapped me.
You're thinking of somebody else. The answer is no.
Must be thinking about somebody else.
At you one time. That's all that's ever happened.
I read them the way they're written. Have you ever kicked someone in the nuts?
No.
Have you ever given someone the silent treatment?
Oh, yeah, that I've done.
Yes, try Thursday night.
Do you wear fake nails?
No.
If so, do you often find dried blood beneath them?
No.
I'll put no.
Haven't you worn fake nails, though?
No, Sugar Bear. It's a different thing. It's a silk wrap. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. Do you wear hairspray a lot?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I want to get back to this because didn't we just have a discussion about your new fake nails?
They're not fake, Boo. I can't even wear them. I play piano. They can't be long. They just put like a silk thing on it so they don't chip. The pellets doesn't chip, but they're my nails.
So it's a particular polish that reinforces the nails. Is that what it is?
All right. I thought it was
like they
fake.
They put a fabric on your own nail so it... But
so never
not.
In your life have you had false nails?
Like no,
Lee press on nails ever?
No, my nails grow.
My nails grow.
All right, Major Bill.
Do you wear hairspray a lot?
You should be asking my husband these questions. He's the one that you can't breathe in the bathroom from the hairspray.
Just
not
answer. Just answer.
Yes or no? No.
No, but all I have to do really is walk into the bathroom right after my husband's been in there and I'm wearing hairspray whether I like it or not.
Next question, yes or no, do you have crusty bangs?
Crusty bangs?
Yeah, crusty bangs.
Sounds like a name of a porn star.
No, they're not.
We're going to say no. Are you a crusty bang?
No.
Yes or no? Okay. How often do you switch?
Well, you can't answer that, Buzz. You never banged her before.
Oh.
How do you know she's not a crusty bang?
I wasn't answering. I was merely recording her answer.
Oh, I thought they were talking hairdo.
No, I think they are, honey.
Oh.
A crusty bang.
An old crusty bang.
Oh, come on, yo. Crusty bags.
Four choices on this one. How often do you switch best friends? Practically never, once a year, many times a year, or today?
I don't even have best friends, so never.
Okay, I'll choose practically never.
Yeah.
How many people do you think would come to your funeral? Pick a number, I'll type it in for you.
Oh, I've got a big family, so that automatically gives me 50 right there.
Okay, 50 it is. How many of those would come just to make sure you're dead?
None.
All right. Do you carry mace or pepper spray for self-defense?
I used to, but not currently. It expired.
Do you know how to fire a gun?
No.
Okay. Bang, bang, it says to the next section. Do you have more enemies or more friends?
I have a lot of enemies by marriage, but that's not my fault. So I will say
answer the question. Do you have more enemies
friends.
Or friends?
More friends. I don't have very many anymore, but what? If it weren't for you, I'd have lots.
Would you say your mom is a bitch?
No.
Do any of your screen names contain the words Angel, Cutie, 69, Tigress, Vamp, or Vixen?
No, that's close, but no.
Tigress.
Have you ever sent someone an anonymous email, message, or letter?
No.
Are you always talking S about your friends?
No.
Yes, you do.
I
Oh, listen, I cannot stand silent anymore and hear this.
I chit-chat with you about my friends.
No, yes. But that is a yes. She does talk S about her friends all the time. All the time.
Do your friends talk S about you?
Oh,
of course they do.
Yes.
Probably, because
yes.
I've got more S to talk about than they do anyway.
Have you ever pushed someone in a wheelchair over wet concrete and left them there? Ha ha.
No.
Do you avoid beggars on the street?
Well, I don't hunt them down, but I don't avoid them.
You don't avoid them.
I don't hunt them down.
Do you ignore blood drives?
No, I give blood.
Do homeless, crippled, or otherwise disabled people sometimes annoy you? Sometimes. Yes or no?
No. They've never done anything to annoy me.
Oh, God.
You know what? They annoy me because they make my husband irritable, and that annoys me.
Okay. Such a liar. Blame it on me. But,
yeah,
you know,
it's all you.
I just can't be honest.
Relationship.
You can't be honest that sometimes, you know, crippled people piss you off.
Why would they piss me off?
Oh, like when you're looking for a parking spot?
That's not them. That's the parking spot.
Right.
Oh, see, there's always a qualifying point.
Me off.
Oh, I tell you, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard my mom say, damn cripples. Those damn cripples. I'd be able to park right next to Saks Fifth Avenue if not for those damn cripples. These.
You know, maybe I should say yes, because you're mentally handicapped, and you often do annoy me.
Okay. Nice.
These yes and no questions are about relationships. Have you ever turned down someone for a date?
Yes, my husband.
Have you ever stood someone up?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever dumped anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever taken a dump on someone?
No, I haven't done that.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, all right.
Have you ever cheated on someone?
Yes.
Have you ever cheated on someone repeatedly?
Yes.
Are you smarter than your friends?
Yes.
Are you better looking?
Yes.
Do you make more money?
Oh, I make zero money.
I'll put no. Are they jealous sometimes?
Probably. How could they help?
Holy.
How could
they
not?
We're finally scoring.
We're tapping into the real freedom right now.
The score is definitely, I think, going to increase right now in this period of the test.
Yeah.
They want me to enter how many people you've broken up with.
Oh. I don't know. I say five when I was dating. I don't know.
Okay. How many people they want to know have you had sex with?
Oh, they don't want to know that.
Yes, they do. There's a blank right here.
Yes,
question
we do.
42.
Okay, well, we'll say those same five people.
No, come on. Honey, you're lying. Give us the honest answer.
That's close enough.
If you will not give the truth, I will be forced on my own to make a...
You have no idea.
Well, let me see.
Go ahead.
Do you think you have an idea?
Sam, Steve, Chris, the guy from ABC. I don't know. I'll add five more guys when you went to college. I'll say 15 to 20.
Well, then you're wrong, but put down whatever makes you feel.
Then correct me if I'm wrong.
My number is closer than your number. Let me just say that.
If you say, then let's meet halfway and say 10.
10. I think that's fair. Do you steal from your friends, Frida?
No.
Okay.
Do you steal from your friends? That's funny.
Do you wear their clothes without asking?
No.
Do you ever forget their birthdays?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever blamed a friend for one of your farts?
No, just a dog or a baby.
Okay. No, that would be yes, though, yes.
Not a friend.
Well, you have, though.
Blamed a friend.
Well, what could I do that a friend would say, I didn't do that?
Question 47, are you from Canada, UF?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself successful?
In what?
That's just a question.
Just answer, honey.
No, I said no. I have to say no.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's silly.
Well, you're absolutely right. Be quiet now.
Okay. Are you frequently not punctual?
No, I'm usually punctual.
Oh, now he's hitting the floor.
Oh, that is true.
You are, listen, everybody, you are listening to Miss 5 minutes late. Absolutely.
Christ,
we got to be somewhere at 6. I have to start pushing you at 5 to get ready.
No, that's not the way. You tell me we're leaving in 20 minutes, and then when 10 minutes go by, you say, let's go.
That's right, because by now you should know when I say we're leaving in 20, it really means we're leaving in 10.
Well, that's not punctual. That's early.
No, she's not punctual,
yes, Buzz.
She is not. She is not.
Buzz will answer like I tell him to, won't you, Buzz? You answered for my husband and Mike like they told him to.
The question's a double
and
negative.
And I answered honestly.
Speaking of late, the question 50 is, have you ever gotten pregnant intentionally just to lure someone into a lasting relationship?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have this all the time. I can't get pregnant intentionally. We've been trying.
I'll say no.
In the past tense, we used to.
The next section. Have you ever claimed to be pregnant, even though you weren't, just to get abortion money? That's what it says.
Wow.
Just what it says.
If only
Jesus.
I had thought of that. No.
I'll put no. Can you think of anyone who doesn't like you? Yes or no?
No, not off the top of my head.
And is
Wait.
Wait a minute. I know there are people that don't like me, but oh, okay, yes.
You can think of someone.
Yes.
Okay.
Who?
That doesn't ask that.
Oh, all right.
Okay, good.
And is there anyone?
Mike O'Mara.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
I knew that would get
that's
ugly.
Not nice.
No, but you don't like me.
I do like you.
All right, sure, go ahead.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't.
Do you really think I don't like you? I know you've always thought I don't like you.
No, you don't like me. You don't like me all the time.
Well, that's just like you don't like me all the time.
Sure, I
but in general,
like
if I see you somewhere, I like you, and I do. I do like you.
All right.
Well, I do.
I think you're 43% bastard.
And yes or no, Frida, is there anyone you don't like?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever been to prison either to visit or...
Trina?
Or
would that person be me?
No.
Just checking. Okay, go ahead, Buzz.
Have you ever been to prison?
I need money for an abortion, Mike.
I thought you couldn't get pregnant.
Oh, that's what I tell you.
Doesn't matter. I'm writing the check.
Have you been to prison for a visit or because you kind of had to go there?
Let's say the latter.
Okay. Have you ever stomped on...
Hello, everybody. I would be the reason for that one.
Again, not my fault.
Oh, God.
This could be on video. Question 55. Have you ever stomped on someone with high heels?
No.
Have you ever used your teeth during oral sex?
Unintentionally.
Not intentionally.
You put the S on that one, Buzz.
You have to show a scar to prove that.
No, the answer to that is yes.
Did you, Frida, ever claim you were sexually harassed when you weren't really, or did you ever threaten to claim sexual harassment?
No,
Have you ever seduced or been seduced by a married man, not your husband?
No, I don't. No, that's bad.
You almost said I don't think so.
No, I said I don't like that. That's what I was going to say, that's bad.
I don't think so.
Have you ever C-teased?
Have I, huh?
Have you ever...
Help me
C-word. Yeah, man C-word, teased.
Oh, have you ever...
Like the word we were talking about last week.
Right.
P-word done what? Teased. I didn't hear the teased part.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever threatened to commit suicide just to get attention?
No.
Yes.
Okay. We're on to the last page. Do you own dark lipstick?
Yes.
Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Have you ever shoplifted?
No.
Do you like the taste of beer?
Yes.
Do you like the taste of revenge?
No.
Are you a student? And if so, have you ever been... are you a student, is the question?
No.
Okay. Do you dislike authority?
Sometimes, yeah.
Have you ever quit a job and given less than 3 weeks' notice?
Yes.
Do you like to talk about your problems?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a hard time listening to other people's problems?
Yes.
Yes.
And finally, which of the following is most important in friendship? Understanding, trust, or compassion?
Trust.
Here come the results.
All right, here we go. We're going to find out how big a bitch you are. Honey, remember, a perfect match with me would be if you're a 58% bitch, because I'm a 58% bastard.
That would be soulmates, I would think.
I'd like to take the test if I weren't married to you, and if I were, I bet I'm a much bitchier person because I'm married to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
According to thespark.com, Frida is 40% bitch.
40% bitch. You just have to work.
That is actually higher than the worldwide average of 38%.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
3% of the world is the same as you, 39% bitchier than you, 58% less bitchy than you.
Well, aren't you 58%?
I'm 58% bastard.
Well, if you add the two up, it's 98%. I think you complete each other.
Oh, I do. There you go, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, very nice good fit. Statistical
Thank
analysis.
Thank you, Rob.
Right.
That's
right.
Terrific.
Right.
Bart's probably 2% bastard, so we make the perfect
That's 100. Right. You can come home tonight and look at your wife and say, you complete me.
Yin and yang,
you bitch.
Just say, you complete me, you bastard. All right, honey.
It's all right. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
You have been a little more honest. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, I should take that test sometime for her. Filling in all the correct answers.
And she should take the bastard test for you.
Oh, no. I don't think she can do any better than I did on that. I really do not.
These are really, really fascinating. Yeah. I got to tell you.
All right. That is at thespark.com.
The Spark.
If you want to take them yourself and, see if you're as big a bitch or bastard as we are. We will be right back.
This like a daily four-hour Hot Carl. The Don and Mike Show.
What if Rick Rockwell's had a Hot Carl recently?
I don't think so. I think you called it right. He didn't seem like it. And he probably can't take the chance right now.
No. He's got to be so horny, though.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to give him the J.O. quiz. There's people that are living obscurity, Don, that can enjoy a beautiful Hot Carl every day.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm not implying that you're living in obscurity or that you enjoy a Hot Carl every day.
Absolutely.
Well, here now is... What's his name?
Carl Burbank.
K.O.B.
K.O.B. Kind old Buzz. That was it. Thank
Kindly.
You. kindly old Buzz Cobb.
In Brazil, a man has survived after 4 days trapped in a sewer. The man was swept underground by the flooding that followed 4 days of heavy rain in Sao Paulo.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One.
Neighbors say they heard the man's cries for help through a manhole.
Help! Help!
They called police, who then rescued the guy. Word is he'll be okay, except for some bruises and some broken teeth.
You can survive in the sewer, I do.
It's Larry Michael from Westwood One Notre Dame Radio.
That's right, Don. Battle Bonds,
I'm in the sewer.
Can someone lift up the manhole cover, please?
It had to happen, and yes, they're making a TV movie about the Elian Gonzalez mess. CBS says it will be a 2 or maybe 4 hour movie, depending on how it all turns out.
How do they even know that they're going to make this movie based on the fact that nobody knows what's going to happen yet?
They've already hired the producer, same guy who did the Sally Hemings movie.
They've hired the actor that's going to play Little Ilya.
Really, have they?
Mm-hmm. Edward and James Olmos.
Oh, no.
The movie's set to air this fall. The story's over by then. The remaining questions are who'll play the kid and who'll play Janet Reno.
Jimmy Smith wasn't available for the role, so Edward James Olmos will take the role.
And how about James Caan as the role of Janet Reno?
Perfect. He'll have to put on a little weight.
Jimmy Caan.
He'll be all right.
JC.
Someone's filed another hot coffee lawsuit, but this time it's hot coffee and hot donuts. And the defendant is Krispy Kreme.
Oh, please. Oh,
innocent!
Yeah.
Innocent!
You know
innocent.
Why?
Because they went public, that's why.
Hot, of course, is the best way to enjoy a Carl or a Krispy Kreme donut.
You remember, when we had Rob, we were doing one of our Elvis is Dead shows, right?
Right.
We were down in Memphis, yes. And we went to Krispy Kreme, to the one that Elvis used to go to.
Yes.
And we made Rob eat a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts as they came off the assembly line.
And they're easy, because they are basically melt in your mouth, right,
yeah,
Rob?
There's nothing like it, and I'd like to make a complaint to Krispy Kreme because they've shut down the drive-through Krispy Kreme by my mother-in-law's house.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, this is in Newport News, Virginia, and guys, let's try a little harder, and I think people of Newport News try harder to keep the next one open.
Are we on in Newport News?
No, but the word will get there. Yeah, Richmond. The word will get there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Richmond is the best Krispy Kreme.
South Carolina woman.
They're innocent. Let them go.
He rarely gets that emotional about anything.
He's so queer for his donuts.
He is indeed.
Free Krispy Kreme. A South Carolina woman is suing a shop in Greenville. She says an employee dropped the hot donuts and coffee on her left wrist and arm. The woman says she was severely burned.
Oh, please.
Her lawyer says it left scars and will require up to $5,000 plastic surgery.
That's the sad part. It's just in the mark of a donut right on her wrist.
Have you noticed that since Rick Rockwell is still here, his car's just pulled up,
mm-hmm.
that every available woman in this radio station is just walking up and down the hallway now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just checking him out.
Lady Slim Jim, Bretta, why not just walk up and introduce yourself to him?
Bretta, you do that. You're...
This is the end of the Don...